there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Demonstrators target the president. In Vienna, paralyzed rats healed.
It's really good news.
But for humans,
that first clinical trial may be 5 years away.
Miami parties as the Heat brings home the NBA title.
I thought it was amazing!
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In Vienna, anti-war demonstrators take to the streets as President Bush meets with top officials of the European Union. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president and joins us live from the Austrian capital.
Nick, President Bush seems pleased with the summit so far. How's it going?
Very well. And you can quote me on that.
He'll have more to say at a news conference within the hour. While the talks have covered some major topics, Iran, Iraq, anti-terror strategy, and trade, this is really a review session, not a summit that's expected to end with any major decisions or big new agreements, Nick.
Well, Peter, North Korea is again pressing for direct talks with the U.S. while threatening to test fire a long-range missile. So what's the reaction?
The administration calls that old news. The White House again challenges the North to resume talks with the U.S. and other countries at the table. One official here says if President Bush is asked about the North Korean call for direct talks, he'll shoot the idea down, Nick.
Well, if the North Koreans do launch their missiles, says CBS News national security correspondent David Martin, within minutes, it would be tracked by U.S. satellites and radar units.
If the radars decided the missile was going to hit the U.S., a decision to shoot it down would have to be made in minutes. By then, the missile would be in mid-course, the only stage of its trajectory during which the U.S. currently has even a limited capability to shoot it down.
Just how limited? Well, in tests, the success rate of the interceptor rockets has been just 50%. More U.S. troops will be headed to Iraq in the coming months. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shenemy. Jim, how many?
21,000. They'll be rotated into Iraq by the end of the year, bringing troop levels there to around 113,000. That would mean the Pentagon would fall short of its stated goal of reducing the number of troops to below 100,000 by year's end. These 21,000 combat brigades, they would replace troops now scheduled to come home, but the Pentagon does say things could change depending on conditions. Nick?
Now, the probe is complete. Military investigators say two American troops killed in Iraq 2 years ago were shot to death by U.S.-trained Iraqi civil defense officers who were on patrol with them. Nadia McCaffrey, whose son Patrick was one of the victims, wants answers.
It's embarrassing for the military, and I understand that. But I want the truth out because, without a doubt, this is not the first time. And this is not the last time.
The official report is set for release today. In Baghdad, more violence as one of the attorneys defending Saddam Hussein is killed after men dressed in police uniforms kidnapped him from his home. Well, expect the cracks to show today as the Senate debates twin Democratic proposals for pulling troops out of Iraq. One by Senator John Kerry would impose a 12-month time limit. But many Democrats are leery of setting a deadline. Minority Leader Harry Reid.
One thing Democrats agree on. This war has taken too long, it's too expensive, and cost too many lives and too many soldiers injured.
Republican leader Bill Frist says this is no time, in his words, to go wobbly on Iraq.
By keeping a steady eye on the ultimate goal, by having flexibility and patience, I'm confident we'll succeed.
A very promising development in the lab. Researchers using embryonic stem cells have been able to heal paralysis in mice. Dr. Douglas Carr is head of research at Johns Hopkins, where the work was done.
They started off paralyzed, and their legs were dragging behind them. And through this series of strategies that we employed, by 6 months later, they were back up to around 35% to 40%.
Well, CBS News medical correspondent Elizabeth Kaladin says the hope is that one day, and it won't be soon, this research could lead to a cure in humans.
The next step will be to look at bigger mammals, maybe something like pigs. But it's important to note that although this is a huge step, we're many, many years away from being able to use this technology in people.
All over Miami, the party lasted well into the night after the hometown Heat wrapped up pro basketball bragging rights with a 95-92 road win over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
I've been waiting for a very long time, and we finally took it home.
In impressive fashion, the Heat became only the third team in NBA history to win the championship after losing the first two games of the series. Time on the roundup is 5 past the hour. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Costilla County is asking for $3 million in emergency funds to fight the Mata Vega fire in southern Colorado. Governor Owens will tour the fire this morning before approving those funds.
Governor felt it was important to go and assess the situation, receive a briefing from the officials there.
Governor spokesman Dan Hopkins, the firefighters struggling to get control of that blaze burning near La Vida Pass. It has consumed more than 9,000 acres and forced the evacuation of nearly 300 homes. So far, no structures have are believed to have been lost. Fire Information Officer Carl Abranlas says the fire has stalled out near one of the evacuated subdivisions. Proponents of a ballot proposal to deny most state services to illegal immigrants have filed a petition asking the state Supreme Court to rehear the case. In a 4-2 decision last week, the court ruled that the proposal violated a rule that ballot measures deal with just one subject and couldn't be on the ballot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Tim. We already have several problems spread across the city. First, taking a look at northbound I-25, south of Denver, right at Founders Parkway. We've got a rollover crash. It's a single car into that center median, and police and emergency crews are currently blocking up the left and center lanes of the highway with major delays as you make your way between the Colorado Springs area and Denver. So, again, do provide yourself with an alternate route if you can, but it looks like this one is about to get cleared out of the highway in the next 10 minutes or so. Outside of that, eastbounders across I-70 are also dealing with a crash right near Highway 6. Two cars involved here on the right-hand shoulder, with Curiosity being the main delay. And outside of that, we also have slowing across I-270 eastbound right around 76. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
The end. Personal responsibility? We'll just have to wait. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Doesn't anything inspire you?
Pizza.
I should have listened to my mother.
It's the Color Inspiration Sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save 20% a gallon on a wide variety of interior and exterior paints and stains. It's great savings on the high-quality products you want. For painting and decorating, ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 21st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show with Jay Marvin. And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. High today, 80. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd back in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
You've been having a smoking week, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And what have you been doing? You've been out doing rock and roll stuff?
Yeah, top secret rock and roll duties. You know how it goes.
Yeah, can't discuss any of those. But I can. We can make public the fact that we did on Saturday. We got together and we saw Inconvenient Truth.
That's true.
Al Gore.
It was a fabulous film. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great to see a packed theater, too.
Yeah, the theater was packed. It was at the Mayan, which is kind of an old-school theater, but the joint was just stuffed with people. As a matter of fact, they had two theaters there that were showing the movie.
And people clapped when the curtain fell.
Yeah, so that was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
All right, we got a bunch of stuff to do, including we're going to do some music stuff this morning, too.
That's right. I've been hearing a lot of your callers calling in about music.
Yeah, and they all say, well, wait till Todd gets back, and we'll do it because that's his thing. So we'll do some music stuff a little bit later
on.
Give
you another
morning.
Platform to talk about Lefty Frizzell.
Or Graham Parsons. And I want to remind you that I'll be on vacation starting this coming Monday, and we'll have a whole group of different people sitting in here while I'm gone. And one of those people, I believe on the 27th, is Ed Schultz. We'll do this
Sweet.
Show.
Sweet, Big Ed.
Big Ed. So that means Big Ed's got to get up at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, in the Dakotas there. I never could figure it out yesterday how many hours. Well, how many hours ahead are they from us?
They're 1 hour ahead of us. So, I mean, he starts his show at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock his time. So it's not as bad as you doing the show. He gets an extra hour of sleep than you would get.
Oh, he does.
Well,
yeah, you
nice.
Have a hard time with this time zone thing.
Well, damn. I wanted him to have to get up an hour earlier.
We'll make him move to California.
or the East Coast or something. No, you're right. He'd have to go to the West Coast. All right, so Ed's going to have it pretty easy. He just has to stroll into the studio at 7 a.m. and start, right?
But you can be found at the roulette wheel. At the Bellagio, Wynn Casino.
Oh, I told them. I said, I'm going to call you at 6 o'clock in the morning while you're preparing for the show and say, I'm at Binion's downtown at the roulette wheel. How's everything going there? Because I'm certainly having a better time than you are. All right, 303-713-7600. There's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News. The Catholic Church pushes for a ballot measure on abortion and marriage. This is the social matrix of the culture wars. And the Catholic Church is mounting a statewide campaign to get marriage amendment and late-term abortion ban on Colorado's November ballot. This week, Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput urged us 370,000 members flock to sign voter petitions, which will be circulated in each parish. Each measure must get roughly 68,000 signatures by August the 7th to qualify for a state vote. Now, here's my question. Isn't there a separation of church and state in this country?
Well, that was the idea.
Okay, and so if the Catholic Church is in on this and is going so far as to getting members to sign up inside the various parishes like Chaput wants to do, I never can pronounce his name correctly. Chaput, that's right, it's Chaput, Charles Chaput. Then aren't they violating the laws of separation of church and state? And if so, shouldn't we look at lifting the Catholic Church's tax-exempt status?
Well, if you're asking me, it's a big affirmative. I'm a big fan of yanking tax-exempt status for all religions, personally. They're businesses, in my opinion, and they make money for themselves. So I think that they should pay taxes just like we all do.
So you would take it away for anybody?
I would take it away for all religions, yes, religious institutions. I realize that religious institutions do a lot of services for the public. They shelter homeless and do a lot of charity work. But I guess my feeling is they're still a business and they should pay taxes.
Well, you know, I don't mind the Catholic Church weighing in on social issues. I don't think there's anything wrong with weighing in on social issues from the pulpit. But going and collecting signatures to me to get something on the ballot goes a little bit too far. To me, that's a violation of church and state.
How so?
Well, because they're getting involved in politics. They're getting directly involved in politics, and they're getting directly involved in the mechanics of trying to put a ballot measure on the ballot in November. And to me, what's the difference between that and a political action group that goes out and tries to canvass and get signatures and do exactly the same thing?
Well, it's a private institution, though. Wouldn't a private institution have a legal right to participate in politics to whatever extent they'd want to?
Yeah, but if they do, then they can't claim a tax-exempt status.
And we both agree that they shouldn't be tax-exempt.
All right, so let's see what anybody else out there thinks. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. Does this disturb you that the Catholic Church, disturbs Todd and I, that the Catholic Church is out collecting signatures that they're trying to get parishioners to sign up to get an anti-marriage ballot, which we all know is gay bigotry, and a late-term abortion measure on the ballot, which is not a way to solve the abortion problem at all. But they're engaging in politics. Why should they have a tax-exempt status?
And meanwhile, the Episcopalians, on the other hand, have given the go-ahead for a gay clergy, female clergy.
Yeah. So, should the Catholic Church have its tax-exempt status revoked? We both say yes. What do you say? What are you laughing at, Turk? John Turk's laughing at us. What? You're laughing at us? Why? Because we think they should get that tax status revoked?
No, I'm just laughing at myself this morning.
Yeah, right. Okay. John's going, okay, nobody's going to call on this topic. You know, we better come up with something better than this. But it does bother me. I mean, sitting there in the inside your like church and your parish and going, here, sign this. You know, and it's an anti-gay amendment? I mean, come on. That's engaging in politics in the worst way. And I generally have a positive and a good feeling towards the Catholic Church. But this kind of stuff really bothers me.
Yeah, it is troublesome.
Yeah, it's very troublesome. All right, 6-7.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where you'll find thoughtful home designs from the low 200s to the mid 500s. For more details, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, caught you listening. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The front set, Fender Champ, and the second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6. High today, 80. J. Marvin along with Big Ed Todd and a little Frank Zappa. And we're talking about the Catholic Church. And you brought up something during the break, and I think you ought to bring it up now. And we had enlarged the topic, and you ought to throw it out.
Well, I was just wondering what would happen to religious institutions if we did tax them. I mean,
all religious
institutions.
All religious institutions.
Yeah, every single one. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if churches were going to close, what churches would stay alive. Maybe it would be like in the private sector where you'd have some increased competition and that would yield for a healthier religious community.
Yeah, so you know it's not true. But you're right, though. Who knows what would happen if you did that, if you lifted the tax exemptions on churches, synagogues, mosques. But this whole thing with the Catholic Church is wrong. They shouldn't be involved in the political process to the point of collecting, you know, getting petitions signed and circulated in each parish.
It would seem like a conflict of interest to me. I agree with you on that. If they're going to be engaging in, you know, serious political activities, maybe they shouldn't be tax exempt.
Yeah, somebody should bring a lawsuit. All right, let's go to the phones here. And we got one line open at 303-713-7600. And Suzanne in Centennial, who's been hanging on. Suzanne, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. I am a lifelong Catholic, and I agree with you both 100% about the petitions. They aren't inside the church. They had a man standing outside church, it was 2 weeks ago, asking us if we wanted to sign a petition.
Was he on church property?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also agree. I think they all need to lose their tax-exempt status because it's ridiculous. During the 2004 election at my parish, the pastor one night gave a seminar on if any Catholics were confused on how to vote for the 2004 election. Unfortunately, I could not go because I had to work that night. So I was dying to hear, which I knew he wanted everybody to vote for, Mr. Bush, the idiot that's there now. But I agree with you both 100% that they do need to be taxed, all churches. Like, focus on family, who claims to be a church.
Right.
I mean, everybody needs to be taxed, because I think they're all, you know, no longer in just the religious. They're all in it for political purposes, but we'll never see it with this administration, because let's face it, that's his base, is, you know, the crazies. So.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, Suzanne. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Randy in Arvada. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Randy.
You know, guys, I don't believe in churches should be tax exempt either. You know, they're building bigger and bigger churches, and it seems like they're getting more involved with politics, you know, every day. And, you know, if they wouldn't be involved with politics so much, you know, tax exempt might work. I don't know. You know, not quite. It'd be totally tax exempt. Also, you know, the Catholic Church, they're tax exempt, really kind of irks me because of, you know, the cover ups that they've been paying off. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the priest scandals.
Right. And, you know, that's our money paying them off, and there's a lot of money being paid out on that. And
tax free money.
I know. You know, you kind of need to clean up their own little moral mess, you know, and stay out of government politics totally.
Well, you know, I think we can ask a general question. Is there a place for religion being involved in politics?
I don't think so. I really don't.
I mean, certainly, though, you'd agree that religious people have a right to vote and to be engaged in politics.
Definitely. I just don't think the church should be up there trying to lead these people like they do. You know, the people that go to church, you know, they're strong believers. They're, you know, good people, whatever. I just don't think that there should be someone up there that they believe in trying to direct their politics. You know, that should be something that they should go home and study on their own rather than have a priest tell them which way to vote. And I know that's what happens.
Well, I certainly would prefer it if it were that way, Randy.
Yeah, it would be better.
Yeah, it definitely would. Randy, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
See you later.
Okay, let's go to Linda in North Glen. Linda, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, this is really just discerning to me. When I woke up and heard the Catholic Church is doing this, because I'm a gay parent, and I'm just so tired of religions doing this. I think they should all have their tax exempt yanked out from under them, because it's just hatred. I'm just so tired of it.
It's bigotry.
We don't disagree with you, Linda. Are you a member of a church?
No. I was raised like a very staunch Mormon background, and I think it was about 6 years ago, the Mormons donated over $1 million to fight against the gay marriage thing in Hawaii and San Francisco, and you know, I was really upset about that, and I had paid tithing, you know, and in the church when I was in it previously. And
so that means you gave 10% of your income to the church.
Yeah, thank you. It's like, I've just had it, you know, and the whole, I mean, the Catholics, I just can't believe this, because, you know, it just all goes back to your previous caller brought it up, you know, all the pedophile and the child molestation things that they're paying off, and the whole thing that they just came out with not too long ago about not having gay priests. What about all the little girls, you know, that were molested by the straight priests? I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's just so hypocritical.
Well, to me, there's a separation of church and state in this country, and it ought to be honored. And one of the ways we honor it is we give tax exemptions to churches, but or organizations, but if they engage in politics, then their tax exemption is threatened, and we ought to threaten the Catholic Church's tax exemption.
Well, we absolutely should, but they're not going to. I mean, it's just they're getting more and more involved in politics, because politics are more involved in their focus on the bigot family up in Colorado Springs. It's like, you know, I mean, look at the president. Look who he goes to visit every time he freaking comes out here.
Yeah. You've got a very good point on that. Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Linda.
Thank you so much. By the way, we hope that you're all going to 2006 Pride Fest this weekend. If you do, visit the AM 760 booth at the Denver Civic Center for your chance to get a wedding picture you've always wanted. While gays and lesbians cannot legally get married in Colorado, you can celebrate your partnership with a special wedding photo and at least get the feeling of what it would be like to have a wedding day. It's fun and it's absolutely free. So stop by the AM 760 booth on Sunday at 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon for your free wedding picture. For more details on the wedding pictures and Pride Fest, go to am760.com.
You were going to go, but you can't because you're going to be at the roulette wheel.
Right, otherwise I'd go. I mean, maybe I fight this fight about gay rights too much.
Absolutely not. I don't.
But I'm on this like every other day, it seems like, or every couple of days, because I just think it's so wrong.
Well, this has to do with equality, which is, I think, is the most important American value.
Yeah.
You know, not freedom. Freedom is kind of a funny word. Nobody knows what that seems to mean anymore, but I really believe in equality.
Yeah, I do too. It's 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls on this coming up. We got one line open at 303-713-7600. Amelia, now you're not Catholic, are you?
No.
No. So you don't have any feeling one way or the other about whether the Catholic Church should have its tax exemption removed because it's engaging in politics, do you?
Well, yeah, I have an opinion.
Yeah, well, Amelia, what would that opinion be?
Well, I mean, I completely agree with you guys. I think that these... I mean, what more is there to say? Your last caller was just listening to her and her, the emotion behind this issue. I mean, it's ridiculous, the things that are happening right now. And, Jay, you say that you're too adamant about bringing this up. Well, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're fighting for equality, the more that you can do for that, the better, of course.
Well, I just think there should be no second-class citizens in this country.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And there's more than that right now. There's third class and fourth class, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad. All right, 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. But when it comes to traffic reporters, we've got the first-class one. Here's Amelia Earhart with a look at progressive traffic. Go ahead and get it, Amy.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we did have a pretty bad wreck, a rollover northbound I-25 right in Castle Pines at Founders Parkway. The left and center lanes of the highway were blocked up, but luckily that just now got cleared from the roadway, and all lanes are open, but we're still pretty heavy in the area as you make your way north up into the tech center this morning. Outside of that, though, all of our earlier crashes along I-70 are cleared as well. Now, eastbound 270 is jamming up right now between 25 and York, and the southbound lanes of I-25 are heavy coming out of Thornton and Northland between 100 and 4th and 84th Avenue, and again south of here between Park Avenue and Spear. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also jamming between Federal and I-25. In today's forecast, we'll see a high.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Cross D Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Cross D Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
I got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
You're suffering from this, and the average family has about a $12,000 debt in credit cards. You can pay those payments month after month, But that balance never goes down because you know what? Those interest rates are so damn high. They're 14 to 22%. And the mortgage store, loan consultants can show you the way on how to pay high interest credit cards and auto loans and combine them into one low monthly payment. Now, you know what? Making mistakes with money doesn't make you a criminal, and it doesn't make you, a bad person. It makes you human is what it makes you. And the mortgage store knows this, and they'll help you out at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Now, there are a lot of impossible offers going on right now that are out there by mortgage companies. And if you're looking to have a loan in process somewhere else, you have a loan in process somewhere else, make sure you check with the mortgage store before you sign on the dotted line with some other company to make sure you get the best deal around. So if you have a $180,000 mortgage and pay more than $600 a month, call the mortgage store now. Call them, 303-423-7171. Can't say enough about the folks at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Doesn't anything inspire you?
Pizza.
I should have listened to my mother.
It's the Color Inspiration Sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save 20% a gallon on a wide variety of interior and exterior paints and stains. It's great savings on the high-quality products you want. For painting and decorating, ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Right now, during Lowe's installation celebration, take care of your projects without taking away from your family time. Buy select over-the-range microwaves, window air conditioners, garage door openers, storm doors, or ceiling fans, and get Lowe's basic installation for only $59. Get 20% off all Stainmaster carpet, plus free pad if Lowe's installs it. Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through July 9th. See store for details. Hurry to Lowe's and let us do the work. Your family will be glad you did. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Ooh, here's an oldie.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, cousin Billy would take me away.
Oh, yeah, a little southern gothic here.
Then you look into son of a preacher, man.
Yep. Some southern gothic on the Marv and Todd program.
Southern gothic.
That's what this is, southern gothic. High today in the 80s, some thunderstorms in there. What, you don't think it's southern gothic?
I've never heard that term before. I love it, though.
You know, like something out of a William Faulkner novel?
It is that. Well, yeah, southern gothic.
Although Dusty Springfield, as I remember, is English and was gay.
Well, that's not very southern then, is it?
No, but she sounds black and southern in this song.
She does. And it's very gothic, you're right.
Yeah.
We should, maybe that's the next big thing, the next
wave. Southern gothic music?
Yeah.
Let's get busy in your studio, man.
Okay.
You know, what are we doing, wasting our time doing this in the morning? We could be cranking out the hits.
I told you, man, you need to write some lyrics for me.
You got to teach me how to write song lyrics.
Well, I think you and I could probably write some killer songs.
All right, I'm up for trying to do it anytime you want to do it.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, we'll try to write some
southern goth
songs. Some big head Todd J. Marvin southern goth lyric songs, right?
Yeah.
And now number two on the hit parade. They don't even call it that anymore.
Why the church should pay taxes.
That's right. All right, let's get back on the phones at 303-713-7600. Here's Dave and Thornton, who disagrees with us. Let's hear what Dave has to say. Hey, Dave, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I love your show. I find myself agreeing with you almost all the time, but I got to part ways with you on this one.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, I draw a distinction between what the Catholic Church is doing in this instance and being politically active. If they were out advocating a candidate, then I would agree with you. But they are advocating a social agenda. And in my mind, the nature of religious activity is to be socially engaged. Historically, in our nation, that has been a fundamental part of the Christian faith. And, you know, I look back at Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement. That was born out of people being engaged socially through their faith. And this is just, it's the same thing. Even though I disagree with them, they're not doing anything differently than what the civil rights movement was all about.
Yeah, but I think that they are, because I think they're moving to limit people's civil rights. That's number one. And number two, I think that what they're doing is they're doing political organizing on an election, on a ballot issue that will be up for election, which is purely being involved in politics, and they're running, they're using the churches or the parishes as an extension of the operation of the people who are trying to put the ballot over and are trying to get it not only on, but also get it elected. I don't think there's anything wrong with preaching from the pulpit values. I think that's perfectly fine, and I think that's where a lot of people go to get that kind of stuff in churches, synagogues, mosques, wherever it is that you find that kind of inspiration. But standing out in front of a church property, or you know, inside a parish or whatever the case may be, and running around and advocating for a single ballot measure, to me it's just not right.
Well, what they're advocating I don't agree with, but when I look at what King did, it was all an attempt to change laws. And you know, they're doing the same thing. But again, I don't see that they are advocating it's not a political agenda.
It's a devious social agenda.
Well, I would agree with that, but it is an agenda that happens to be in bed with the right wing, but that doesn't make it a political agenda. It's a legislative social. When the priest in Colorado Springs pretty much said you cannot be a good Catholic unless you vote for George Bush, that was clearly a political agenda, and they should risk their tax status in that respect. But to push a social agenda, I don't see as something as being wrong.
So Dave, as soon as somebody pronounces a specific candidate, you feel like a line's been crossed and it is wrong.
Absolutely.
But if it's so long as it's a social agenda, it's not wrong. Even though by taking social stances, implicitly the church is advocating a certain candidate. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Only by association. You know, I could say that in the 1960s, King and the civil rights movement were pushing the Democratic Party.
Now, I sympathize with your idea that religions have a right and maybe even a responsibility to be engaged in society and to be engaged in ethics and social issues. You're not going to find argument with me on that, but I still don't understand why a religious institution should be tax exempt. I mean, just in general, I kind of am scratching my head around the logic around that part of it, but maybe you can help me understand that.
I could spend all day talking with you about that, but in this case, I would say I disagree with the agenda they are pushing, but I don't think they are jeopardizing anything by trying to sway the legislative activity of their members.
But they're doing more than swaying the legislative activity of their members. I mean, swaying legislative activities or the voting position of your members would be preaching from the pulpit. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you don't name individual candidates, I believe, under federal law. But they're not doing that. But trying to get somebody to vote on a ballot initiative that relegates a certain section of Colorado's populace to second-class citizenry, to me, is pretty disturbing and is far from what Martin Luther King Jr., even though they like to compare themselves to him, it's far from what he did. And, as far as I know, King never engaged in any kind of ballot initiative drives, such as the Catholic Church is doing. And the Catholic Church, to me, is like involving itself with the worst of the worst here.
Well, you're right when you say King didn't participate in a specific ballot effort, but the overall effort that King was engaged in was to change the legal status of African Americans, and that requires legislative activity. It requires the Civil Rights Act,
right? Which legislators came together and approved, in which King did not have the power one way or the other to put that legislation into motion. You're right, Dave. We're just going to have to disagree, but I appreciate you calling up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Jay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, the Todd and Jay Show. Jay and Todd on this Wednesday. Should the Catholic Church have its tax-exempt status lifted because they are organizing to get this ballot initiative on, the marriage ballot initiative, which many of us are against, including myself.
It's reprehensible. It's the total opposite of what Martin Luther King did.
Yeah, exactly. Even though they try to portray themselves as being, as being in some kind of civil rights struggle, but this is this kind of Orwellian upside down kind of logic that the social wing nuts.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Metro Toyota Service Centers. Offer expires June 30th. Visit ToyotaOwnersOnline.com for details.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Clinical research of an investigational medical device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease is underway in the Denver area. Men and women age 18 to 75 who have been diagnosed with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
Next on America Uncovered. Where have all the wrinkles gone? Where are all the worry lines? Cosmeceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope.
in a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, he's great.
His new CD is good, too.
That's what I understand. I still haven't checked it out. I'm still recovering from all the music you give me.
Well, I'll give you that one, too.
I'll take it.
It's great, man.
You should become my musical advisor, my consultant.
You think so?
I think I've got at least three or four great cover songs to cover out of the stuff that you turned me on to.
You are doing Hey Joe. You know, it'd be wild, though. It'd be wild if you covered a Tom Russell song.
Well,
that would be wild as
now,
hell.
Did he write that Muhammad Ali song?
Yeah, that's his.
That is a great song.
That's his.
I think I could cover that.
That's
song.
My psychotic friend Tom Russell.
Yeah.
No, really, I'll give you his email address. You email him and go, look, here's okay. Who I am, and I want to cover Muhammad Ali or whatever. He'd probably say, sure.
Okay.
He'd go ahead.
Well, anybody can cover anybody's stuff. I don't have to ask him.
Right.
I just got to pay him.
Yeah.
That's all.
I know. I wonder who you would pay with the song Hey Joe.
I don't know if the Leaves would get anything or not, but they didn't write the song, I heard.
No.
So whoever wrote the song would get something, but unfortunately it'd be whoever controls the publishing of the song.
Well, we'd have to do a little research on this
yeah.
stuff. We'd have to find out. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, are you there?
Yep. Todd
yeah.
and I are here.
Okay, hey, great, man. My issue is that I was with the Catholic Church for a long time out in California. My kids came up through the church, and all the years of Catholic Church, I really had a great respect for it, and it's been a great place to go. And I was just out. My sister-in-law is in Long Beach Church, and they have a when you come out of the church, they have a table out there, and they have a lady behind the table, and she's handing out all these brochures. There's probably 20 different brochures on there. And they tell you how to pick your candidates based on what philosophy are, and that if you don't pick those candidates, you're a bad person kind of thing. And my issue with it is, why can't they just leave the church alone, you know? It was a great church. It was a great place for people to go, and it's like they're cheapening it. You know, it's not right.
So political involvement cheapens religion.
Well, when you come out and you're blatantly pointing to a position... in which you're telling people how to vote and instructing them like their children, that's not why people go to church.
I agree with you, Steve, 100%. It seems to me like the Catholic Church has a lot of room for all kinds of various positions on political matters, and well, should just let it stand at that, don't you think?
Well, what bothers me is it's like when they cheapen the church, they drive people away. I mean, why not bring people in the door? Why not let people come together and worship? And why drive them away, you know, with this stuff that doesn't belong there?
Yeah, good point. Good point, Steve. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Jay,
okay,
luck.
Take care. Good luck, he said. Well, you know what? I'll need it. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I was thinking that none of the religious institutions should have any kind of tax exempt status, because what it does is it censors the institutions and doesn't give them the free speech they need. Because where we are is that if you remember during the last election, there were a couple churches that spoke up negatively about President Bush's social record and were threatened with losing their exemption. But the churches that specifically said you have to vote for the pro-life Republican candidate did not. So the tax exempt status is used as a weapon against the churches to not allow them to speak. And so at this point, anybody who is in a church and stands up for a democratic value of helping the poor or basically anything Jesus said instead of a hate value from the Republicans gets a, you know, gets a slap and gets told they're going to lose their status. But
I think it's a very insightful point. I hadn't thought about that, that actually tax exemption status is actually damaging to the free speech capability of the of religions. So that's a great point.
I remember that article in the New York Times you're referring to, Josh. I remember the Bush administration threatening certain churches. I sure do.
Yeah, the big thing that's weird about it is that here on the left, we look at this and we figure, you know, the churches are full of righties anyway, and what we're missing out on is there's a bunch of people there who go because they have, you know, and synagogues and mosques too, there's a bunch of people who go because they have a deep heartfelt belief that we've got to help people and we've got to have equality and we've got to raise up the little guy. And those people aren't Republicans, because Republicans believe that you give everything to the rich and they'll make sure the poor have it eventually someday.
Right, eventually someday when they're dead and in the ground. Hey, Josh, thanks, man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd.
Hi,
guys. Hi, what's up?
Well, I have got to respectfully disagree with you. And in fact, if anything, the article that you guys mentioned, I think only supports that churches have to retain their tax exempt status. If they're threatened with it, then they become a party to political influence because of their fear of that. But there's other things, too. Political parties are tax-exempt. So the process of being politically active in itself has been recognized by the government as something that's tax-exempt.
Not totally. Your contributions are not tax-exempt.
Actually, they are.
Actually, they're not. If you go to Bill Winter's website, if you go look at it, it says, or you go to the Democratic Party website, it'll say that these specifically, you cannot claim these specifically as tax-exempt contributions.
Well, there are types of contributions that aren't, but for the most part, your contribution for political issues is. Political action committees are tax-exempt.
No, the committees themselves may be tax-exempt, but your contribution to them is not.
Exactly, but the thing is that when a Catholic Church is doing something like this, they're acting like a political action committee. I mean, political action.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be acting like a political action committee.
It doesn't matter, though, Jay, because
it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
But what I'm saying is that if political action committees are tax exempt, and what the church is doing is acting like one, then if you take their tax exempt status because they're acting like one, then you'd have to take it from other political
action
committees.
No, because a church is not a political action committee. A church is a place where you're supposed to go to a house and worship God, not sign petitions to get anti-gay ballots on initiatives on the ballot.
Well, and as with any organization that you belong to, you don't necessarily agree with every single thing that it does. And that's up to the individual to sit there, and I have no problem doing that, by the way, and saying, you know, I don't agree with you on this, and I've said that. And I haven't been threatened with excommunication or anything else, but there's a ton of things that a church, any church, and I'm not even talking about just the Catholic Church, but any church that they do that are charitable things, providing meals for people, providing housing.
Well, we realize all of that, and we understand all of that. But, you know, this administration, as Josh brought up, and he's right about this because I remember the New York Times article, this administration had no problem going after African-American churches that were talking, preaching from the pulpit about Kerry. They threatened them with their tax exemption.
Exactly, which is why that you take that argument away from any political person by leaving that tax exemption.
Well, why don't we just make them all have to pay taxes, and then we wouldn't have to have the argument. I mean, why should religious institutions be tax exempt, Lee?
Well, because when they are tax exempt, then they can't be threatened with increasing their taxation.
All right, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
EngelHomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. On AM760.net.
Anti-war protesters in the streets of Vienna, where President Bush is wrapping up a summit with European Union leaders. The talks range from trade to the war in Iraq and nuclear threats posed by Iran and North Korea. In a post-summit press conference moments ago, Austrian Chancellor Wolfgang Schüssel called on Iran to accept a package of incentives for ending work that could lead to the development of nuclear weapons.
We have come to a crossroads on the Iranian nuclear issue. Iran has to make the right choice.
North Korea says it might put off the test launch of a long-range missile that could reach the West Coast if the United States agrees to direct negotiations. Brookings Institution foreign policy analyst Michael O'Hanlon doubts the offer will get much traction.
I think North Korea obviously is trying to use this kind of a threat to hopefully get the same kind of attention Iran has managed to obtain, and that North Korea itself gained about 10 years ago when its nuclear program led to a visit by Jimmy Carter and ultimately a deal.
In Baghdad, a lawyer defending Saddam Hussein was snatched from in front of his home this morning and shot dead.
He was abducted by people in police uniforms, although they were not, officials say, real Iraqi police. His body was later found in Sadr City, dumped in the street, riddled with bullets.
CBS's Lee Cowan in Baghdad. Military investigators say two California National Guard soldiers killed in Iraq 2 years ago were murdered by Iraqi security men they were training. At the time, the deaths of Specialist Patrick McCaffrey and First Lieutenant Andre Tyson were blamed on insurgents. McCaffrey's mother, Nadia, says American officials knew one of the security men had a checkered past.
This sniper was trained by the elite troop of Saddam Hussein. He also was trained by the Russian, and he was well known.
A small town is mourning one of two American soldiers taken hostage and killed in Iraq. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is in Madras, Oregon.
This week's death of Oregon soldier Thomas Tucker has brought out endless support for parents Wes and Meg Tucker. Thomas's cousin, Christy Miller, says the fact that Thomas now joins more than 2,500 other Americans killed in Iraq does not diminish the tragedy that struck her family.
I know personally how it impacts us as a family, as a community, and now, you know, you have a lot more sympathy for all those other families that have lost family members.
Miller helped place yellow ribbons on every other tree in her community's downtown area. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Madras, Oregon.
A National Guard medic who survived his time in Iraq died a hero at home. Sheriff's Chief Don Hayburn says war veteran Larry Harper was swept away after saving his 6-year-old son from drowning in the Scioto River near Chillicothe, Ohio.
A 13-year-old son seen him go under and never returned back to the surface.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about a point. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's Shea Holmes' 125th anniversary. To celebrate, Shea Holmes is offering a limited-time amazing 3.99% fixed five-year interest rate on select homes. Don't miss this opportunity. For details, visit SheaHolmes.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show
with Jay Marvin.
And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Jay and Todd here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 80, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. President Bush gave a commencement address at the Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York the other day. The merchants, of course, play a crucial role in securing our ports and our cargo. And in a time of war, national emergency, it's vital to national security, as it's considered to be our country's fourth arm. We're going to talk to Randall Beers. Rand Beers has been a guest on this program many times. He's a former American counterterrorism advisor who served on the National Security Agency under Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. He also served as Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs under both Clinton and President George Bush. Beers resigned in protest from the NSC in March of 2003, 5 days before the commencement of the U.S. invasion in Iraq. After leaving his NSC position, Beers joined the presidential campaign of John Kerry. And Rand Beers, welcome to the program. Welcome back. It's good to have you back,
sir.
How does Bush doing in the area of port security? I mean, he talks a good game, but what really are he and the Republican Congress delivering?
Well, I think we have here that difference between what he says and what he actually does. Quite frankly, the administration and their support in Congress have simply not been there to ensure that, that the programs, that the money for the programs is there to help reduce the difference between the number of containers that enter the United States and the number of containers that actually get looked at.
What is it? Do you know what the percentage is? I heard it was about 5% actually get looked at.
That is the current estimate of the numbers that are looked at. They will claim that, oh, they're looking at the ones that are the most suspicious. None of the 9/11 hijackers were suspicious when they entered the United States.
Well, it's not a very pretty picture.
No, it's not, and there are obviously ways to do it. People have put forward suggestions on how to improve that. Other countries are doing much more in the way of cargo search, and there's no reason that we can't do that.
Then why don't we do it?
Lack of will. Concern that it may require some cost increment to the business community, even though it's for the protection of all of us, and even though the business community could pass on that extra charge to its customers. It's a simple economic issue that I think they just don't want to address or ruffle feathers about.
Is the economic business community, is the business community fighting this?
I have not been able to determine that there's much disagreement, but who knows what goes on out of sight between them and the White House.
Why does there seem to be such a disconnect between national security? Why is it that we're less secure, and especially in regards to kind of the pork barrel allocations for security for the cities? Why doesn't the Bush administration seem to care about security?
I think that at least with respect to things like Homeland Security, they're caught in an ideological bind, if you will, that makes Homeland Security an unappealing thing for them to do. I mean, first of all, Homeland Security doesn't have the kind of prominence, for example, that fighting a war does. So it's just not quite as newsworthy. Secondly, it means that you're going to have to increase the size of government. Thirdly, it means you're going to have to spend more money on domestic programs. Fourth, it means that there's going to be some kind of regulation or at least imposed best practices that business is going to have to take up, because most of the programs are going to require some activity in the private sector. They're not in the government. They're not in the public sector. And so it means regulation. And fifthly, if you were to do a serious look at where the likely threats from terrorists within this country might occur, they're all going to be almost all going to be in major metropolitan areas. And if you lay that down against a political map of whether Democrats or Republicans are more prominent in the threatened areas, it's Democrats.
Well, that's sad.
That means they have to spend money in blue districts. And that doesn't look good when the red districts say, what about us?
So what you're saying is you're saying here that it boils down strictly to politics.
I'm afraid so. I mean, it is this combination of the extreme dislike for infringing on the business community, even for the public good, and where are the Republican voters? Yeah.
It seems just so strange, though. Wouldn't you say that most Americans are very concerned about Homeland Security, if not more so, or at least as much as the Iraqi conflict?
Oh, I think that that's true. When you begin to ask people about the threats that might occur in their own community, that's the first point. And the second point is, I think people were shocked by the inability of the federal government, of the defender of last resort, to protect the people of New Orleans, and even to have some difficulty when Rita hit Texas, that they recognized not only are we not doing an adequate job, as in the case of containers coming in, to prevent the terrorist acts from occurring, but we're not even very well positioned to mitigating the problems after a bentac might occur. That's got to be troubling to the American people when protecting and defending the United States is the primary responsibility of the government.
Hmm. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rand Beers on the line with us. What do you make of the New York Times article here from a couple of days ago about members of the Department of Homeland Security jumping out of those jobs and getting big-paying jobs with corporations selling security apparatus back to the United States government?
Sadly to say, for me, it was not new news. I think that that is a an expectation on the part of a number of political appointees, and I think that particularly given the linkage of the political class in the Republican Party to the business community, that it is even more prevalent there. And let's be candid, you know, it's also an access question. Republicans are in power. Republicans outside of the administration and the Congress should have better access than Democrats. Isn't that what Tom DeLay tried to do?
Yeah.
The lobbying community?
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what the whole K Street project was all about.
So I'm not surprised, but at the same time, it still takes you back when you look at something like that, doesn't it?
Why doesn't this blow back and cause political damage to George W. Bush and the Republican Party?
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen in terms of whether or not this becomes a real battle cry in the midterms. Right now, there's not a lot of evidence that it's having as significant a role as I think some would like to see. But then Iraq is clearly the weightier stone at this point in time. I think that the corruption issue might be if it weren't for Iraq, but Iraq is trumping everything.
What do you make of that situation on the ground in Iraq? You think it's as upbeat as the House Republicans tried to make it the other day in that useless debate that they had over that stupid politically written amendment?
My, wasn't that just a travesty of the political process? I couldn't agree with you more. Nobody wants Iraq to fail, and so we all hope that the situation would get better. But it is really difficult to take 2 or 3 days of good news and turn it into a long-term trend. The long-term line, I think, is more of the same in terms of violence, in terms of political infighting, in terms of militias going around and killing people, in terms of the crime. And it's going to take probably 6 months of really hard, consistent work and success to be able to see visibly that things have turned around. So I think the president is just so desperate for good news that any piece that comes along has to be trumpeted. If it doesn't start to turn around soon, it doesn't matter whether it turns around on Election Day. The American people will have reached a judgment based on the accumulation of information that will be very, very difficult for the president.
Let me ask you this one last question. With all your knowledge and all your experience, and you obviously thought going there was wrong, do you think we can win that thing?
I think that there's always a possibility, but if you ask me right now what the odds are, they're just not very good. I mean, it is conceivable that this government could hold together, it could work some political magic, and it could improve the security picture and give people a sense of hope. But as I said, that's a hard road to hoe, and I just don't know if it's possible. Doesn't mean we should give up, although, in my view, it does mean we should tell the Iraqi government that they have to take charge of this and that we're not going to be there forever, and that U.S. forces are going to begin to come home. Whether we set a specific deadline or simply start the process, I think that it is important that the Iraqis know that their country is their responsibility and not the responsibility of the United States and U.S. military.
Is there any good news whatsoever on the Homeland Security front, or is it all bad?
No, I think it is all bad.
Huh.
I'm sure if I spent several hours and I could find something good to say. But
it would take you several hours, though.
It's very difficult for me to see any significant movement. I had hoped that Chertoff might be able to turn things around, but it doesn't appear to be the case.
All right. Rand Beers, thank you once again for coming on the program. You've become a friend of the show, and we love having you on, and we look forward again to the next time. Thank you so much for getting up this morning and being
good
part
be
of the show.
You.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk
Bye-bye.
To you. There's Rand Beers, and it's good to have him on. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7. Jay and Todd here. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll try a little music stuff on you here. Coming up right around the corner on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and who knows, we might even take this into 2 hours if we can get it to go that long. Because you know what? It doesn't hurt every once in a while to kind of lighten up a little bit, does it, Todd?
You gotta have the yin with the yang.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just $1 a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
And the I-25, and as you make your way across southbound 25, your jamming now begins up north at 120th, extending down to 84th. At this point, you get a slight break heading down towards Park Avenue, but you will settle in down to Spear, and once again between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we're at 65 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by tuning up your vehicle and checking your tire pressure frequently. You'll get better gas mileage, too. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At check-and-go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You've heard me talk about how much healthier Coco and Jackson look since they've taken the Purina One 30-day challenge. Well, not really, because they've been on Purina One ever since the very first day. What kind of change do you think you would see in a puppy that switched to Purina One? Well, you can find out by logging on to PurinaOne.com and clicking on the 30-day challenge action link. There you'll see a nationally known pet expert take a puppy through a Purina One 30-day challenge. The pet expert is Warren Eckstein. Warren is a nationally known pet expert seen regularly on the Today Show. Now, Warren has carefully selected a healthy puppy named Cleo and started her on the Purina One puppy formula. Log on to the PurinaOne.com to see and hear how this 8-week-old Australian cattle dog mix does during her 30-day challenge. And when you log on, you'll see Cleo's story from beginning to end, including vet comments, photos, and audio clips from Warren, all documenting Cleo's journey. Did Purina One help change Cleo's health for the better? Log on today to see how Purina One can help make healthy pets, even like yours and mine, even healthier. Call 1-888-6-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One, and get started on the Purina One 30-day challenge today. And you know what? Let me give you the number one more time. 1-888-606-BARK. Call Purina today. It really does work.
Hey, how's practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Franken.
I thought I was alone. I heard this voice. And I looked around with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
He said, I understand you ran one of the USO tours. I said, yeah, it was great. He said, well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. And I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I thought it might be too dangerous.
I said, weren't you friggin' Rambo?
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Song out. This song really rocks. Graham Parsons, Emmy Lou Harris, Through Las Vegas.
Drink whiskey.
If Widespread covered this song, John would like it. John gave it the thumbs down.
That's his no taste.
I give it two thumbs up.
Yeah, the lyrics are the best part.
I haven't heard a mention of a roulette wheel yet, though.
I don't think it's in there, though. The dealer's in there, though. Now, here, check this out.
Well, the queen of spades is a friend of mine. The queen of hearts is a bitch. Someday when I clean up my mind, I'll find out which is which.
Isn't that great? How could you not like that? How could you not like that?
I love it. I'm twirling. I'm jumping around. I can't help myself. John's just got a sour look on his face.
Because he's just, his musical taste sucks. All right, check out this final line. Bring a little instrumental break here.
With a dealer trying to get ahead, spend all day at the Holiday Inn trying to get out of bed.
Ooh,
Las Vegas.
Doesn't that rock?
Ain't no place for a purple like me.
Isn't that great?
It's like coconut milk going down into my soul.
That's right. It's the late Graham Parsons. All right, the reason we play this song is because I asked this question at 303-713-7600. We were going to ask you yesterday, and it's virtually impossible to ask this, to answer this question in reality, because I can't think of an answer for
it. Is it the one if you had one song?
If you were got locked in a room and had to hear one song over and over again, what song would that be?
Have you thought long and hard about yours?
Yeah, I have thought long and hard about it.
You've had a couple of days to think about it.
I've had a couple of days to think about it.
What is it? You don't have to tell everybody right now if you don't want it.
No, it would either be that one.
Las Vegas, the Graham Parsons song.
Yeah. Or it would be, it might be.
So you could listen to that song for eternity in a room.
Yeah, I could, over and over again. I just love that song. I just love what it stands for. About going to Las Vegas and staying in a cheap hotel and being busted and trying to earn your last dime. Yeah, that song, it would either be that song or it would be, it might be,
I can't think of the now. I can't think of the name of the song by the Stones.
Tumbling Dice?
No. Factory Girl.
Okay, that's a great one. I like Factory Girl a lot.
What about you?
You know, I like She Belongs to Me, Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back.
Yeah, all right.
I like that one.
So you would, if you were in a room, you could stand that one?
Yeah. I could listen to that over and over again. I also like Back on the Chain Gang, The Pretenders. For some reason, I always go back to that song. I don't know why. I realize it's kind of a silly one, but...
No, I like that song, too. I like The Pretenders a lot.
But there's probably a half a dozen other ones. But, yeah, definitely She Belongs to Me would be my top one.
All right, She Belongs to Me would be your top one. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Al of I-70. Al, you're on AM-760. What would be yours?
Good morning, guys. My song that I would want to listen to over and over is Wooden Ships, because I have for 35 years.
Yeah, there you go.
That mixes politics and the state, and I love it.
There you go. Well, all right, so it'd be Wooden Ships, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Absolutely. There's a couple different versions out there. There's one, it was originally written with, it escapes me, the guy from Jefferson Airplane.
Paul Kantner?
I'm sorry?
Paul Kantner?
Yes. And with David Crosby and Stephen Stills. And there's a version from Jefferson Airplane of it also.
So which version do you want, though?
I listen to both of them. The Wooden Ships from the Airplane is a little bit more freeform, I guess you want to say. But personally, I would listen to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young because they happen to be my band.
All right, Al, we got you, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Be safe out there.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. What's that Dylan song about stuck in Juarez and it's summertime?
Oh,
too?
Yeah.
I'm
going back to New York City.
Yeah. I'm stuck in Juarez and it's summertime, too.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Negativity gives away. And, you know, what is the name of that song? I could listen to that one over and over again, too.
I'm sure we'll get a call out of the China.
Is it Positively 4th Street?
I think it is, yes.
Yes. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Do we have that, Turk? Do we have Positively 4th Street by Dylan?
Yeah, he's giving us the nod. We'll have to
get that one up there. We'll have to get Positively 4th Street up there. Okay. 303-713-7600. Now, since I've chosen more than one, you can too, I guess.
Well, the lines are jammed, though. Look at the furor you caused.
All right. What about you, Amelia?
Well, I told you yesterday. Remember?
All right. But what song, if you had to listen...
Is that the Jethro Tull song?
Yeah, I think Locomotive Breath, but maybe the instrumental version because the words might get to me after a while. And then I could sing them myself.
So you'd be stuck in a room listening to Locomotive Breath.
Yeah, there's just something about that song. I also like Bungle in the Jungle. That's a fun one.
Bungle in the Jungle.
But it's really because of the animal noises.
Right for me. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
See, I know all that stuff.
But you said you were not the Jethro Tull aficionado.
I'm not, though, but I do know those two songs.
You know more than two.
Yeah, I do. I like Aqualung.
Yeah.
You
da,
do?
Da, 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 da.
That's the song
on
I would,
a park bench.
I would not want to listen to that one for eternity, though.
Coughing up his right and lung. Aqualung. Da, 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 da. Stinging at all the little girls. Snot running down his squirrely nose. Yeah, I like that song, man, because I envision myself being that way after I'm done with radio. Sitting over in City Park like that.
Oh.
With an old raincoat on and a hat pulled down. Here comes Amelia and her young friends.
Oh, jeez.
May that prophecy never come to pass.
It
Thank
probably
you,
will. Coughing up my left lung. Little girl, you got a cigarette. Right?
Oh. Yeah, that's...
Isn't that what that song's about?
It is,
but no one's
going
to choose that one to listen to for eternity.
No.
Except me.
You're not going to choose it. I know you got Lefty Frizzell in there.
Oh, all right. What's the progressive traffic look like?
Well, not too much going on this morning other than a lot of heavy volume. We do have a minor crash working. I don't want that to be my theme song.
Yeah, I do. I think we should make it the traffic theme song. Aqualung.
All right, as long as I get to choose yours, Jay. All right, well, southbound 25, headed Park Avenue.
Park Bench. I little girls with bad intent. Amelia Earhart. Da-da-da-da.
Running down his nose.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and finish the traffic
sure,
now.
Sure, just read it over that. This is your new traffic theme.
Jeez. All right. There's a four-car crash along southbound 25 at Park Avenue. All right, today's high, somewhere in the 80s. It's somewhere in the 60s right now. Back to you guys.
You missed the best part there where he said, coughing up pieces of his broken lung. Did you like that part, Amelia?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's a metaphor for something. I don't know.
Coughing up bits of his broken hubcap? Will that work?
You know, to each his own, right? I chose a Jethro Tull song because I happen to like that particular song. I'm not speaking for the whole album.
See, you know, you don't like this, huh?
I do like the song,
but... It just doesn't work.
The lyrics are a little intense.
You think so? Think they're too intense for 7:35 in the morning?
Yeah, hopefully too intense for any time of the day.
Good morning, Aqualung.
Tell you what, I'll rethink my answer and I'll get back to you.
Okay, Amelia.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95. But I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Pepper, free napkins. Bojo celebrates the freedom theme daily with their incredible lunch buffet, dinner specials, or even a take and bake. With freedom of choice, you can enjoy any of their specialty mountain pies piled high with the freshest meats, vegetables, sauces, and cheeses, or choose to create your own version. It's a bounty of food affordably priced. At Bojo's, they have something for everyone, including gluten-free pizza, signature sandwiches, and pasta. So exercise your right for great food at Bojo's. Let freedom ring. Locations in Denver, Arvada, Highlands Ranch, Fort Collins, Evergreen, and Idaho Springs. For menu and other locations, visit Bojo's.com for free.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play six games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all seven games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit cubuffs.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers Bagels want to give your office a break from the routine. With breakfast for 20 people, go to am760.net for more information. Break your routine with Einstein Brothers Bagels.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back.
There you go. There's your song.
We're just going to play this over and over again for the rest of the hour.
Huh. That's what we're talking about. If you had to get locked in the room with one song, what would it be? 303-713-7600. What is it you like so much about this song?
I just love the lyrics. I just think it's a perfect song. Hasn't this captured a feeling for you?
Yeah,
it does. You felt this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start outstanding. I love this song.
Yeah, I do too. All right, let's go to the phones and we'll get to what some other people think. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Listen, first of all, Todd, you're great.
Oh, thank you, sir.
My 12-year-old daughter loves you.
And, awesome.
And your music has a lot of soul, man. I hope you just keep getting deeper and deeper in your music, and hope you guys always stay together. I know the music business is sometimes real strange, but...
Well, we've been around almost 20 years, so I think odds are good.
Well, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because you play beautiful music.
Thank you, Mick.
My song, Jay, Todd, I can go to the light with it, and it mentions a local guy, Neil Cassidy, is by the Grateful Dead. It's called The Other One.
Mm.
It's just got a driving beat. Every time I go on a long trip, I've got to have a couple of different albums. The Dead have played it over and over again. You know how they are. You know, all their concerts have turned into something. You know, there's hundreds of CDs. But that song, for me, it kind of gives the environment of, you know, driving across the United States and driving right off the planet. So, that you know, that's a song that I've always had, you know, in my repertoire when I've gone on the road, and I can, you know, listen to it basically all day long. And there's so many great songs. Everybody that you've mentioned today, I'm a big Graham Parsons fan. Got a lot of their stuff going back to the old 33 RPMs and stuff.
Well, you and Jay ought to get together and have a Graham Parsons party.
Yeah, I love Graham Parsons, man.
Oh, man. I mean, what a loss.
He's the man.
And just, you know, a musical genius, way, way before, you know, before his time. And his music just never gets old. That band was great, and Graham was great, you know, and all the people that played with him. I mean, when you think of, you know, Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt,
right,
people like that, just amazing, you know, so... I mean, one of the greatest gifts, you know, I think that we've given as a country is music, you know, and sometimes people try to stamp it out, but it just keeps going. I mean, everybody, you know, and all the roots, African and, you know, all of the traditional music of Europe and Native American and Latin and all. We are the greatest producer of music on this planet.
Yeah, would you say American music's colorblind?
Yes. I would think so. I mean, you know, people might be able to argue it, but I would think that, you know, it is colorblind. It's something that, you know, could, if it was infused into everyone's soul and into politics and everything, this, you know, this planet would be a hell of a lot better than it is.
Well, we'll keep infusing it.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
I hope so, guys. Take it easy.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right. I got four open lines here at 303-713-7600. Nobody wants to play along.
That's kind of a shocker.
It is a shocker that nobody wants to play along and wants to bring up their favorite song that they would listen to over and over again. If
maybe
they were
Aqualung
locked in a room.
Scared them away.
Yeah, maybe Aqualung chased them all off. But, you know, that's what they do. Reportedly, that's what they do to the Taliban in Guantanamo the foreign fighters are caught in Guantanamo. They play raw, loud rock and roll music to torture them. Let's see, if you were locked in a room, what song would you have? Could you listen to over and over and over again? Here's Teresa in Brighton. Teresa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Teresa.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd.
Hi.
You know, the one song, all you guys are talking about, all these songs with so much depth and character and stuff. The one song I could listen to for all eternity is Jimmy Buffett, Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw? Because it just, you know, it just cracks me up. And I actually have a CD in my car, and every day before I, right when I pull in the parking lot at work, I put it on just because it makes me smile all day.
Are you a parrot? You must be a parrot head, right?
You know, I'm not a total parrot head, but he's got some ballads, and that particular song, it just reminds me of the good old days that I had in the 70s and the 80s, you know?
Yeah, I like Jimmy Buffett. Do you like Jimmy Buffett, Todd?
I'm on the fence, but I have a couple friends who are in Teresa's camp. My bass player, Rob Squires, is a big parrot head, and so he'd probably choose Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw.
All right.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. You're absolutely right.
Well, good. I'm right about something today. I'm off to a good start.
Hallelujah. There you go. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Okay, yeah, you too. Bye. How about Jerry Jeff Walker's Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother?
Well, maybe that's more your speed coming from the country camp. I don't know if I can listen to that for eternity.
She was born in Oklahoma. I don't think we even have that one, do we? No, that one's not in the system. All right, more of your calls coming up on your song that you wouldn't mind being locked in a room with and having to hear over and over again. 303-713-76.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get your choice of a brand new out-of-the-box F-150 or 4x4 Ranger.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
With AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Alliance Commercial Partners reminds parents, summer is here and our children's attention is on friends and fun adventures out of doors. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find the youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system, as well as a safe route to and from activities. Remind your kids if they ever have a problem with a stranger to run, yell, and tell. This is from Alliance Commercial Partners in Lakewood. That's Alliance Commercial Partners, showing their concern for the children in our community.
Lay's, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
7:47, 47 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now I have Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother stuck in my head. I'll be there all day. There's only one way to satisfy that. I'll have to go home and get my Jerry Jeff Walker CD and listen to it. Hey, you know, when people come to me and say, you know, I can't find good, reliable people to work on my home, You know what? It's something I don't understand, because I got to tell you about a great company that does great work. It's XL Roofing. You can trust them. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, when I say trust them, check this out. These guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. That's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't give any cash up front. Now, these guys offer some very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. And how about a solar-powered attic fan? Attic fan. Or a solar tube that provides free light in your home. How about that? You know, when Tom Martino needed his roof to get done, who'd he go to? He went to XL. And you know that they do it right if they're going to do Martino's home. So, you know what? Give XL a call today. 303-761-6400 or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
There are certain people, maybe you know one, who can't live anywhere but in town. They need a steady diet of espresso, sushi, and independent films. These are people who get lost south of Hamden and hyperventilate when they see too much beige. They can't take a shower and run the dishwasher at the same time, but that's okay, because they'd rather have the gritty charm of an urban neighborhood than the shiny newness of a suburban one. If you know someone like this, please give them this message from McStain. We understand. Let them know we're building homes in some interesting urban places, homes with character and big closets, all new on the inside and distinctly urban on the outside. New homes for people who don't like new homes. In Lowry, Stapleton, Belmar, and Platte Park. Learn more at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, there you go. One of your songs.
Yeah, something about it. I love this song.
Yeah.
It's great. This is a great recording.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John and Todd and Jay. High today, 80, partly sunny with thunderstorms. What song could you be locked in a room with and listen to over and over again if they tried to torture you Taliban style at Guantanamo? And you would put Chain Gang down there as one of yours.
Well, not if I wanted to be tortured.
Well, you know what I'm saying. If you had to listen to it over and over again.
That'd be one of mine, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Jan in Aurora. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. My song is Let It Grow, Eric Clapton.
Oh, good song. Good song.
Yeah, nobody can beat Clapton. And so I'm sorry, Todd. By the way, Todd, I used to be your next-door neighbor and your resident manager for a while.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you remember me. It's been a while.
Was I a good person to manage?
You were a wonderful person to manage. when you actually, I had no problems when you practiced. I loved it when you practiced. I had a free concert.
Good.
Anyway, I wanted to say hi, and I haven't talked to you, God, probably 7 years. And but I did want to put the vote in for Eric Clapton, because as far as I'm concerned, he's God.
You got it. You slow hand gets it.
Yeah, he's got it. Thank
all right,
you
Jan.
Very much.
Sure, thanks.
Bye, Todd.
All right.
Bye, Jay.
Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Blaine.
Hey, I'm going with Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah. I mean,
ooh.
Probably one of the most amazing singers there's been in in this land for a long time, you know, male-wise.
You know, I agree with you, Blaine. That
Buckley's good.
Yeah, and he's very underrated. He is one of the greatest, and not many people know about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try and put him out there all the time. But, you know, I was going to cop out and say Bittersweet because it's one of my favorite songs, and Hallelujah is not one of my favorite Jeff Buckley songs, but just because it's so mellow, you know, I don't want to get, like, super emotionally charged or anything, being locked up in a room Taliban style, you know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. I listen to Jeff Buckley probably two or three times a week.
Yeah, I drive my boss crazy. He's like, you know, dude, I'm getting tired of Jeff Buckley, you know? How long has he been dead now?
I want to say 4 or 5 years now.
No. I know exactly how long. It's been it's 9 years. It'll be 10 years next May.
10 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a long time.
You know,
it is.
Wasn't he the same age when he died as his father, when his father died?
Yeah, just right around the same age. I mean, their lives are, like, amazingly parallel, except for the fact that Tim released a whole lot of music, and that guy's got some phenomenal
stuff. Oh, I love Tim Buckley. Tim Buckley.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Didn't Tim Buckley do Red Balloon?
You know,
I think he did.
Yes. Yeah, he did. I'm sitting there trying to think, like, all his albums and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I got into Tim Buckley from, and Todd probably listened to this, the This Mortal Coil stuff from back in the 80s. You know, when the Cocteau Twins would cover it, you know, and all those bands. Yeah, you know, back in the day. But, hey, you guys are kicking it, and I enjoy it, and keep it up.
All right, Blaine, thanks, man.
All right, bye.
All right. Jeff Buckley, good choice.
Yeah, Tim Buckley, that's a great choice, too.
Yeah, Tim Buckley's great. I think he did Red Balloon.
Yeah, I think you're right.
One of my favorite songs. All right, let's go to Danny, our old friend Danny Newsom. Danny, are you there? Danny Newsom, I know you're going to say Merle Haggard, aren't you, Danny?
Can I say hell no? Can I say hell no? But John, your producer, already told me he didn't think you guys had it in stock, so to speak. But it is the quintessential. It's not a rocker. It's not going to get you up. It's not going to make you dance around. But it is perfect harmony, and it appeals to the folk rock person in me. And it's Poco, Keep On Trying.
Well, I like Poco.
Yeah, but do you know, it's Randy Meisner, I believe, is still there. He, at that time, he hadn't left to go to the Eagles yet. And, I mean, it's a song of lost love. I mean, this guy fell down, blah, 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 and he's going to get back to this woman. And it's called Keep On Trying. It brings me to tears. It's perfect.
No Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard is not in the... I'm sorry, Jay. He's just not in my CD collection.
Come on. I'm going to have
Or my album collection.
I'm going to have to buy you his box set for Christmas.
Oh, Jay, don't even go there.
Come on.
Don't go there.
You don't
what
like
can
Mighty...
I sell it for on eBay?
Oh, you don't and like Mighty Merle? Come on, Danny.
It's not that I don't like Merle at all. That's not it. I mean, you and Todd were talking about Graham Parsons. You were talking about Emmy Lou. I mean, that, believe it, that really does appeal to me. You know, I can go from George Clinton and P-Funk to Emmy Lou Harris. I mean, I'm eclectic, but Merle Haggard is...
Yeah, don't let him give you guff.
Oh, that's...
I reinforce your... I support your choice. Poco's great.
Thank God bless you.
All right, Danny.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, hey, listen, you guys take care. Hey, Todd, it's wonderful to hear you with Jay.
Oh, thank you much.
It's fun. You guys take care.
Okay.
All right, take care, Danny.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Danny Newsom, who's a great person. Here's Derek in Commerce City. Derek, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
Derek.
Hey, my song would be X, a little band from Los Angeles from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, man.
A song called New World. I think it's really applicable now.
John Doe is one of my favorite all-time artists.
Yeah, he's great. He did a little country thing in the mid-'80s, mid to late 80s. It was sort of different, but I loved, you know, X-Scene, John Doe.
I do,
too. Another band, The Blasters, that came out. You know,
yeah,
sort of,
sure.
You know,
Dave Alvin and The Blasters, and his brother, Phil.
X is still playing around. I actually saw them about a month ago in L.A. at the House of Blues.
Together, they're one of the few bands I have not seen that I really want to, you know, aside from Lords of the New Church, which I'll never see.
It's a great show. You should check them out if you get a chance.
Yeah, I'd love to. My sister's seen them in Salt Lake quite a few times, yeah. But I've never seen them here. I don't know if they come this way or not.
Probably not.
You saw X in Los Angeles?
I did.
Mr. Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
How did you? Were you playing? Are you the same bill, or did you go in?
We were playing the night after. So
Life of Mr. Rock and Roll. Yeah. So you got to see X, huh?
Sometimes it happens that way.
Did you talk to John Doe?
I didn't. I would love to have, though. He's a, one of my heroes.
Yeah. I have a little story about Xene, a buddy of mine. We have a friend who looks a little like her. She's about the same size, and they were playing in a club in Salt Lake. A buddy of mine actually went up and hugged Xene, called her Jill, and Xene was a little upset, to say the least.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I love John Doe, too. Hey, Derek, thank you, man.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's a little Eric Clapton as we go out. And what are we doing next hour? Well, just stick around next hour and you'll see.
There are those who dream of becoming a star.
It was magical. It was energetic.
While others are just dreaming. Tonight on NBC, Simon Cowell presents America's Got Talent, the wildest talent search you've ever seen.
So, Granny, it's super fit.
They come from all over for a one in a million chance of $1 million. America's Got Talent, hosted by Regis Philbin. Tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Pharmaceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from Tallahassee, Florida. Deadly gunplay in a federal prison. CBS's Peter King is live with the latest. Peter, what have we got?
Frank, the FBI and other agencies were in the process of arresting six guards at the federal prison in Tallahassee in a corruption case when one of them apparently drew his gun and fired. There are three wounded. The FBI says one is the shooter, all taken to the hospital. The FBI won't confirm any conditions, but CBS's Jim Stewart is reporting this morning that one of the arresting officers was killed. That's all we know so far, Frank.
Iran's President Ahmadinejad says he's still thinking about a deal to stop work that could lead to the production of nuclear weapons. President Bush says Ahmadinejad should make up his mind. CBS's Peter Mayer is with the president at the European Union summit in Vienna.
President Bush accuses Iran of playing for time as it sets a new August time frame for a decision on the future of its nuclear program.
It seems like an awful long time for a reasonable answer. For a reasonable proposal.
On a more immediate concern, Mr. Bush and EU leaders urge North Korea not to test launch a missile. The president said North Korean intention should make people nervous. Mr. Bush concedes differences with the Europeans on the U.S. prison at Guantanamo, but he says he won't release those he describes as cold-blooded killers. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Vienna.
Big wildfire burning near Sedona, Arizona, is crawling down a hillside toward hundreds of homes in scenic Oak Creek Canyon. CBS's Vince Gonzalez has the latest from Los Angeles.
On the ground, nearly 500 firefighters are battling the blaze, which investigators say was man-made.
It appears that it was caused from a campfire that we believe may have been a transient.
Residents, especially those forced to evacuate by the fire, can only wait and hope.
Mandatory evacuation has been ordered, but some homeowners have refused to leave. A popular networking site that's being sued for one teenager's sexual assault by someone she met online is taking action to make the site safer. MySpace.com is asking users over 18 to stay off the friends list of younger subscribers. Perry Aftab with WiredSafety.org says mom and dad still have the ultimate responsibility to protect children.
Parents have to be involved. Ask their kids if they have a MySpace or other social networking page. Tell them you want to see it tomorrow. That gives your kids a chance to clean it up and figure out what's right and what isn't. Last warning you give them.
Far out. New census figures show that's where Americans are going for a place to live.
Fastest growing cities tend to be on the outskirts of larger cities, mostly in the south and the west. Elk Grove, California was the fastest growing city. That was followed by North Las Vegas, Nevada. And then Port St. Lucie, Florida was number three.
Bureau analyst Greg Harper. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Industrials ahead 74 points. NASDAQ is up 16. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
Sorry, emergency. This is Jerome.
Yeah, I think I got some heart problems here, man.
Would you like an ambulance dispatch to your location?
My hands are tingling. I got a pressure in my chest.
I'm going to Interstate 40.
Yes, having trouble breathing or just really shaky.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Police.
Yes, this is Jerome calling from OnStar. I have a customer that's experiencing a medical emergency.
Are you having a possible heart attack?
Yeah, my hand is starting to curl up on me.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Sir, I'm still here with you.
All right, ambulance is here. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Bill Owens is currently in flight. He's on the way to view the Mata Vega fire firsthand. That fire has now consumed some 9,000 acres already and is only 5% contained. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar says he's doing all he can to bring attention to the executive branch and Congress in Washington concerning the extreme fire danger in the state. He does not want Colorado to face the type of issues that have affected other states with their natural disasters.
So we're facing a very serious challenge, and it's going to take a really great organized effort on the part of the governor and everybody who has a concern about these issues to keep Colorado from becoming another Katrina.
Salazar says drought conditions have affected about 70% of the state right now and believes that the number of acres that are burning right now are small compared to the number of acres that will be burning next month and in August. A Montana man who gave a woman $170,000 to try to get rid of bad karma is suing to get his money back. The lawsuit filed last week in Boulder County District Court claims former Longmont resident Natalie Roberts told Timothy Strading she needed thousands of dollars in cash and merchandise to help him and that she had promised that she wouldn't spend it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Still a couple of problems in this morning's drive, but all in all, what we are left with is just a bunch of heavy volume. Taking a look first at southbound 25. We've still got a four-car crash off to the right-hand shoulder right at Park Avenue with delays back to I-70. And north of here, you will find southbound slowing between 100 and 20th and 84th Avenue. Now, south of here, watch for jamming between 6th Avenue. And Evans, and across southbound I-225, we also have some heavy traffic between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25 on your approach to the DTC. Now, making your way across Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470 commuters are jam-packed between Lucent and the Broadway intersection here. And across your I-70 drive heading eastbound, we still do have very heavy jamming from Federal over to Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s, and currently we're at 64 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM-760 Progressive Traffic. Thank you.
Need brakes? Brakes Plus now features lifetime brakes for $99 front or rear. Ceramic brakes now.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Just wait, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show with Jay Marvin. And today, Big Head Talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Big Head Todd here at 303-713-7600. High today, 80. We got interesting schedules coming up. We were just talking about this. I'm getting ready to go on vacation on Friday. After the Friday show, I'm going on vacation. You're going out on the road on Friday.
Yeah, I got 4 shows in a row. That's a big week for me.
Yeah, you'll be gone. You'll be gone, if not all, of July.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Won't be back until August, so we won't have you on the show.
Well, I'll call in.
You'll call in, but we won't have you on the show, basically, though, until in August.
Yep.
And then you've got a few East Coast dates in August, too, right?
I got stuff all around the country all summer. But, yeah, we got East Coast, West Coast, the whole deal.
When is it
I'm nationwide, man.
When does it usually slow down for you?
September through January.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice, peaceful time.
Oh, good that we can get you every single week.
Yeah.
All right. I got some political announcement here, some political news. Today, the House voted against leaving the door. This is good news, too. Today, the House voted against leaving the door open to the establishment of permanent U.S. military bases in Iraq during a debate on the fiscal year 07 defense appropriations bill. Congresswoman Barbara Lee of Oakland applauded the bipartisan vote, calling it a vote against an open-ended occupation. So that's good news. I thought that the Republican-dominated House had killed that provision when they were talking about the fiscal year 07 defense appropriations bill. But apparently they stuck it back in again and in a bipartisan way voted to shut the door or actually voted against leaving the door open to the establishment of permanent U.S. military bases in Iraq. That's good news.
So does that mean that we're going to not have permanent...
It means as far as the House is concerned, no permanent bases.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, we hope that works out. And you know what I just did? By sticking that over a piece of paper over there, I just took away our next story. Where do you go, Jay?
No problem.
How long have you been doing radio? About 10 minutes. All right, this is an interesting scenario. You know, standards have relaxed over the years compared to what you could or could not get away with. And I think a good example of this is when George McGovern ran, in 72, and it turned out that Thomas Eagleton, his vice presidential nominee, had shock therapy, that he had to drop off the ticket and have to be replaced by Sergeant Shriver. Also, divorce was considered to be kind of a no-no, and Ronald Reagan kind of shattered that, more or less, because he had been divorced and remarried. Well, there's a candidate running in Florida for governor, his name is Tom Gallagher, who admits, and I want you to remove party affiliation here and just consider the idea of the candidate. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Gallagher admitted to infidelity and marijuana use during his first marriage in an unusual conference call with state media on Monday. Gallagher, the state's chief financial officer, discussed his past after the Tampa Tribune provided his campaign staff with more than 24 pages of depositions and court records from a 1979 divorce proceeding in Miami-Dade County. Gallagher was a state representative at the time. Gallagher's campaign provided those documents to the media on Monday in an apparent effort to limit political damage. Though the partial transcripts only allude to an extramarital affair and the use of marijuana, Gallagher confirmed both activities Monday on a conference call where he was joined by his wife, Laura. One transcript is from a court hearing in response to a request by Anne Louise Gallagher to obtain a restraining order after Gallagher broke into the couple's house to retrieve his dog and allegedly threatened his mother-in-law. I don't know if that's so bad. Maybe it is. Well, you know, think about it. I guess maybe it is, but I'd break into my house to retrieve my dog. Portions of another deposition indicate that a female legislative employee was living in a Tallahassee condominium owned by Gallagher while he was married. All right, here's the question. Could you vote for a candidate who would admit that in their first marriage they were engaged in infidelity and used marijuana or cocaine?
Well, I guess I have voted for those candidates. I mean, we've had a number of presidents that have admitted to such things, right?
Yeah.
I've gotten divorced and used cocaine or didn't inhale.
Right.
So I would it seem to me that it would be difficult to find somebody who didn't do those things. Or
Well, there's a lot of people out there who probably might have done it but would never admit to it. And then there are ones out there who do admit to it, like Barack Obama put it in a book. Bill Clinton admitted it on MTV that he smoked it but he didn't inhale. We were outraged with him, though, when he got caught with Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Would you vote for these people? A year seems awful recent to have these kinds of troubles.
Yeah, I would. You know why I would? Because I think divorces can be messy. And it's mm-hmm. he said, she said.
Yeah.
And I like a guy who would come forward and would say, okay, yeah, you know what? I made these mistakes.
Yeah.
I did drugs. I had an affair.
Mm-hmm. Seems like the policy, like where they stand on the issues would seem to be a lot more important than their personal trifles.
Well, it is to us, but you know what? When you look at modern political races nowadays, it's all about character.
Why is that? Is it because we're reeling for Monica? Is that why?
No, because it's easier to make the case against somebody. It's easier to make a case against somebody, particularly if the issues you stand for are not that popular. It's easier to make a case against somebody, your opponent's character.
I think
it's a cheaper, easier way to go. Well, but it works, though. If you look at recent political campaigns, yeah. Well, it's all about character. It's about George W. Bush's character versus John Kerry's character.
Doesn't seem like it's that helpful in us being able to grapple with the issues, though, is it?
No, but it's not designed to be.
Yeah.
But we're just talking about the modern political arena. So I'm asking you, could you vote for somebody who had this in their background, yes or no? 303-713-7600. I could do it.
I could, too. But I think that there's a lot of factors in play. I mean, it's difficult. I always find it difficult when a candidate has not been true and faithful to his wife. I don't know why that bothers me.
Does that bother you?
It does a lot of times, because I feel like if they can't deal with their family and their personal life, how are they going to be able to be responsible for the nation? But, you know,
but if they come forward and say, okay, you know what, the marriage wasn't right, whatever the case was, okay, I slipped, okay, I did this, I know it's wrong. We all make mistakes. To err is human. Would you accept that?
If they were right on the issues, I'd accept it. And if I could feel like they weren't, if their current personal situation wasn't going to interfere with their ability to do their job well.
I mean, because for God's sakes, we get people who end up on the reality television shows, and we end up with people who get their own radio shows who have been to jail for tax evasion or for conspiracy to, yeah. Become a criminal, get caught, with OxyContin, and, your status gets even bigger.
I wish that weren't true, but it probably is a little bit true.
So if a guy comes forward at a press conference and says, okay, look, I had an affair. I smoked marijuana. I might have done some cocaine.
At least he's being honest.
And
that's something.
And if you say yes to this, to me, that plays back to the old idea that you can respect somebody as long as they're honest and stand up for what they believe, as opposed to somebody who tries to run away from who they really are and try to run away from what they believe.
I'll buy that.
Right?
Honesty goes a long way with me, and I think with the American people. We all wish that, for example, Clinton would have been honest right away.
If he had been honest right away, do you think people's opinions of him would be different?
I absolutely think that they would be different. If he would have just been totally honest from day one, I think it would have played very differently for him and maybe even for the Democrats over the long haul. That was a pretty damaging thing for the Democrats.
Instead of him saying, I did not have sex with that woman.
Right. And what is the definition of is?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So the guy stands up at a news conference and he says, look, I want to be the governor of the state of Florida, or I want to be the governor of the state of Colorado, or I want to be the governor of the state of New Jersey, or whatever the case may be. But I have to tell you that I got married when I was 19, or I got married when I was 25, or I got married when I was 20, and the divorce was messy. And yes, I did smoke some marijuana. And yes, I might have done a little cocaine. And yes, I did have an extramarital affair with an aide because things were bad at home. I realize that those are wrong. We ended up going through a messy divorce. And now I'm still asking you to vote on the issues, and I'm asking you to judge my character, because I'm the kind of person who would come forward and tell you exactly what I've done and where I'm coming from.
Well, I would just think that there's many, many people whom we have voted into office who won't tell you where they're coming from. You know, we'll never know a lot of the grease that lies under those sheets, but, you know, so honesty, I think, goes a long way with voters, and myself included.
All right, let's see what the callers say. We got two lines open here at 303-713-7600. Could you vote for somebody like this? 303-713-7600. We'll take your phone calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with Jay and Tom.
Travelocity presents the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth. The mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please. Book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth 2. When hiking, leave no trace.
I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait. Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountain-travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95, but I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, you know, I've been talking to you for a while about Icon Laser Center, and I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But that's just not true. Well, what they won't tell you is that their procedure costs more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass the savings on to you. So don't believe that hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground, nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com. The number one site for love.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm a soul man.
Yeah. Hey, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 80. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin. Big Head Todd. It's Big Head Todd Wednesday on the program. And this is the last Wednesday for Big Head Todd for a while.
It's the swan song, as you said yesterday.
No, but it's not the end of it's not. But it's not the end of the. It's not the end of the partnership.
No.
No. It's just that you have to go on the road in July, and I'm going to be gone part of the last part of June.
It'll be good for our relationship.
Yeah, we'll be split apart. We'll have to communicate via email, but then we'll be back again and reunited in full force in August.
That's right.
All right, so this is not the end of the road here. We got one line open at 303-713-7600. Question is, would you vote for a candidate if they had a checkered past, particularly when it comes to divorce, drug use?
That's it.
And I think I pretty much
just
says
women
it.
And drugs.
Yeah, just women and drugs. All right, let's go to Brian in Denver, who's been hanging on. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Thanks for the call. Hi, Todd. Nice to speak with a Denver celebrity.
Oh, thank you.
What do you think, Todd?
What do I think about being a celebrity?
Yeah.
I think it's if I can use it for good purposes, I'm glad to be a celebrity.
Well, there you go. That's cool. All right, Brian, what do you think about this question?
Most definitely, I would vote for a candidate who had a checkered past. If they were just upfront and honest about it, that's really all I care about. These hypocritical Republicans and other, people in various places around the country, like the anti-gay mayor from Spokane, Washington, just
right.
On this whole front to people, and if they said, this is who I am, I've made mistakes. I'm still a qualified individual. We're all human. We err. I'd still appreciate your vote. I would definitely take that into consideration and definitely, food for thought, saying, I don't expect people to be any more perfect than I am, or I would be a, Republican.
But honesty goes a long way with you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
yeah.
I was... at the time, I was in a different place. I used to be rather right-wing myself, but finally saw the light. And I was very judgmental of Clinton and Jesse Jackson, when he...
Yeah, he'd be another one. You're right.
And, but he kind of, rectified it. And I said, I shouldn't put these people to any, higher standard than what I'm willing to do myself. So
I'd say
definitely I would vote for him.
All right, Brian. Good call, man. Great call. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, how about that? How about do we want to put these people to a different standard than we would put ourselves to? Do we expect a higher standard of elected officials, or do we expect them? Because there's this school of thought of, well, they're not like us, and we want them to be like us. We want them to be the common man.
Yeah, that's
or the common woman.
Though. We're all in the same boat. We all have our baggage and our mistakes and our missteps.
All right, but do we want them to? Do we hold them to a higher standard than we would hold ourselves?
I think we hold them to the standard of being honest about it, and I think a lot of our callers are going to agree with that. Honesty goes a long way with the American people, and if we can just crack the code for honesty, I think we'll all be in better shape.
All right, let's go to Vince in Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
First of all, I was really happy somebody mentioned X. I have seen them. I saw them first time 25 years ago, and then just like 2 or 3 years ago at the Ogden. And they're also, a couple years ago, they played at the Bones, whatever, that barbecue festival downtown.
Cool.
Yeah, oh, too bad we missed that.
Yeah, so that's just a shame. Well, this discussion, it reminds me of the, you were saying, well, Clint admitted that he smoked pot, but he didn't inhale. And, the old joke, I don't do cocaine, but I like the way it smells. That kind of thing. I think it's a good thing for, first of all, if you come up front with all your, with all the things, that are, all the skeletons in your closet, first of all, that kind of diffuses the character assassination tactics.
Yeah.
Everybody's so good at these days, number one. And number two, I think that in a lot of ways, I think that does make you a better person because, you fought your way through the problems and the travails of the everyday man, and hopefully you've come out on the other side a better person, like a lot of us hopefully have come out on the other side a better person. So you can understand the things people go through. I mean, all these people that, and I hear it primarily from the religious right, but, they seem to come from such a high ground that they're so perfect and they've never done anything wrong, and that's why everybody else is going to hell because they're not as perfect as they are. That is not a good thing. But I think people that are human deserve our attention and our respect and certainly our consideration when you're voting.
All right.
We agree with the events.
But do you hear people say, well, I want my congressman or my senator to be just like me. Do we really want that, or do we want to hold them to a higher standard?
Let's face it. The career politicians so far haven't been doing a real bang-up job out there. And I think what we've seen recently is you get these people, you know, the little bit more grassrootsy people, the people that have, you know, that are, you know, they come from the ranks of just the everyday guy. I think they get out there. They don't have a preconceived notion. They don't have an agenda. All they want to do is help things. I think they've been doing a better job recently than the career politicians. The career politicians have a little formula they follow, and they follow it. And frankly, I haven't been all that pleased with it.
All right, Vince. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet, you guys. Have a good one.
You know, here's my point. It's like when somebody gets into trouble and you hear people say, and my God, he was a senator after all. He was a congressman after all.
Well, we expect we do expect higher standards. I mean, how would things be different if somebody was implicated for fraud or for embezzlement? Would you vote for him then if he got busted like in the last year for embezzlement and he came clean and said, I got in trouble for embezzlement and fraud, but I still want your vote?
How about if it was 25 years ago?
Well, maybe time heals wounds. I don't know. I mean, for some reason, that seems to be a lot bigger deal to me than...
Financial misappropriation of funds is a bigger deal to you?
For some reason, it is, more than personal flaws, yeah. I mean, I would have a much more difficult time casting my vote for somebody who's been caught embezzlement, you know, with something financial. Does it change the equation?
If it were 25, 15, or 20 years ago and they admitted that they had done wrong and that they were in a desperate situation, I might let them off the hook. If it was as recent as, say, 2 or 3 years ago or 4 years ago or, you know, maybe even 5 years ago, I'd have trouble with
it. It's a bigger deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bigger deal.
Yeah, I think it is, too. It shouldn't be, but it is. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody can answer that question as to why it is. Maybe somebody has an answer to that.
Well...
All right, we'll go back to the phones here coming up, 303-713-7600. But now, coming up on 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's time for our own Aqualung.
Why did I just keep my mouth shut?
All right, Amelia, could you vote for a guy who would admit that he had had an affair while he was married and also that he had smoked marijuana?
Yeah.
How about if he got busted for embezzlement?
That's a hard one, but it's difficult to judge, you know, which crimes or sins, whatever you want to call them, are worse than others, you know. But I think I'm not concerned with somebody's personal life in terms of love or their drug use, you know, as long as it's not a recurring problem that's affecting their actions. But in terms of money, I think that's something where... You need to have a thorough investigation.
All right, so money, we draw the line, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, because that would affect their job in the White House.
Well, it doesn't have to be the White House. It could be governor or congress or mayor or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about the president, you know.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's fine. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Do we have Amelia's new traffic theme ready? Okay, Amelia, what's the traffic look like?
I feel really bad for whoever has to fill in for me someday if I decide to take a day off, go to Vegas, you know?
You get no days off.
Yeah, thanks. All right, let's get this one done. We're winding down this morning's drive. Got all of our earlier crashes cleared from the highway. Southbound 25 is now checking clear at Park Avenue. And across I-225, we are checking clear on that off-ramp to 6th Avenue as well. Now, across the highway, we still do have some heavy traffic along eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and 25. Same goes for eastbound lanes of the Turnpike between Federal and I-25. And your Highlands Ranch commute is still pretty thick eastbound between Houston and Broadway. All right, in today's forecast, we'll see highs up in the mid-80s. Great day for sitting in the park, you know.
Coughing out portions of his broken lung.
Currently, we're at 66 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Refinancing? Remodeling? Relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank. Achieve anything.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness. And he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broker Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broker Restaurant in downtown Denver.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:35. 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 80. It's the Jay and Todd Show, the last one for the month of June.
And the month of July.
And the month of July. Yeah. And then back in August. But you will be checking in from the road.
I will. I'm going to be a roving eye on the nation.
That's right. You're going to check in from the road.
That's right.
This will not be the end of this partnership.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm just expanding the geography of it.
That's right. We're expanding the whole reach of the program.
Yep.
All right. We're asking, based on the story about it, this guy's a Republican, but forget the political party affiliation. Could you vote for a guy who would admit to infidelity and marijuana use during his first marriage? Could you elect him for instance governor or congressman or senator or even president of the United States? Here's Eric in Denver, who disagrees with us. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay and Todd.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I'm not sure I so much disagree with you guys, but I heard what you guys have said so far, and I think at least one caller. I guess I have a problem with the honesty as requirement for matters of personal disclosure. And I guess by that I mean we have no right to know the answer to those questions.
No, but if the press finds them out, though, and confronts you with them, what should you do?
Well, that's, I would do what George Bush did in the 2000 race for presidency. The one thing he did that I thought was brilliant, when confronted with the cocaine allegations, he said, I'm not going to talk about what I did in my youth. Period.
See, I don't respect him for that.
Really? Well,
no.
Whether you respect him or not, I thought it was brilliant. And it was it took the question out of the realm of having to lie or deceive or tell the truth, because it really, you know, he said it wasn't anyone's business. He gave enough of an answer that you could sort of read between the lines.
Yeah, but he's running a campaign. He's running a campaign against his opponent where he's making character an issue, but then doesn't want his own character examined.
Well,
that's hypocritical.
Yeah, I guess in as much as I don't know how much of the campaign was run on that.
Oh, it was run strictly on that. Well, that's what that whole Swift boat business was all about.
No, 2000 I'm talking about, not 2004. It was a very different 2000. 2000 was the one where the media elected Bush.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did it there, too. Al Gore is, you know, Al Gore is boring. Al Gore is,
well,
you know,
that was the media.
Al Gore is... You know,
yeah, that was immediate. That was much
had,
more.
You gotta admit, though, by not talking about it, that was a smart thing. He did neutralize the issue by refusing
totally
to talk about it.
He totally neutralized it. The media asked him three times and got tired of asking beyond that. It wasn't like it was Gore, in which case they pounded Love Canal, Love Story, Internet. It was the smartest thing he ever did. And,
I don't know. I don't know. To me, I respect him less for it.
So you would have wanted him to say, yes, I did cocaine, but that was in my youth, and
yeah.
Let's move on. Well, you know, in as much as I couldn't have respected him less, it didn't matter to me. But
I mean, I'm like you. I mean, I didn't respect him any way to begin with, but to me, it just went along with an, oh, yeah, well, it figures.
Well, you know, and I don't even want to get into the Clinton issue, because there I probably differ with both of you also. But the point is that, you know, as far as his canon in Florida, hell, I'd be more apt to vote for him based on those his disclosure there, showing me they had some human frailties at least, as opposed to being a robotic, you know, candidate. But I think if you're confronted with it, as you said, Jay, then how you respond is important. But in the abstract, you know, we have no right to know, you know, their sex life or your sex life or Todd's sex life, et cetera. Issues of public policy like fraud, embezzlement, you know, that's a whole totally different story, obviously. But I don't even want to have a media confronting candidates about, you know, issues of marijuana use of teenagers.
Well, as long as we insist as a public the campaign stay on issues and away from character,
sure,
we won't have these problems.
Right.
But the voting public seems to go for the character issue every time.
Well, they might go for what they call character issues, but I'm not sure that includes necessarily marijuana use or even infidelity or divorce.
Oh, yeah. It again includes your entire character, because that's what they put under examination.
Well, every candidate is pretty – most candidates today have done marijuana. I mean, let's be real about it.
Now why do you think we would disagree with you on Clinton?
Well, that's a whole separate topic, but I guess I'm one of the subspecies of the liberals that actually defends Clinton on many of those grounds during the impeachment debate. And I would suggest the Bible on this topic is Joe Connison and Gene Lyon's book, The Hunting of the President, where you see what they did. It was a coup d'etat. And, you know, I don't want to get too much into this, but I would just say that the major mistake that Clinton made was the mistake that Bush didn't make. He should have told Starr to F off and none of your business. And instead, he opened the door with his silly little dodge around the topic. But that was a coup d'etat attempt. Go back and look at Whitewater.
I don't disagree with you on what you're saying about Whitewater and about Ken Starr and about a coup d'etat attempt. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think, though, if he had gotten on television and had said, all right, this happened in the White House, I'm a human being, you know, things happen.
I agree with you.
I think people would have gone, yeah, you know what, he's just one of us.
I agree that it would appear that would have got him kudos if he would have done that. But at the time, he knew that they were coming after his job. They were essentially trying to give him the death penalty for misdemeanor. And he, for whatever reason, I think strategically it was a smart thing to do. He did not concede anything. Now, of course, he didn't know they had a blue dress. But at the time, he knew that what they didn't want a disclosure of admittance. They were trying to impeach him. And so I think strategically he did the right thing. I just think his answers didn't come off well.
Well, he did. He survived, so you're right about that.
But that's a whole separate topic. But you really, everyone needs to read the Joe Connison, Gene Lyon's book. That was the book that got me into politics, essentially. And you know.
Yeah, that was also made into a movie.
Yeah, I have a DVD. That's right. But anyway, great topic. I'll let other people call in, and I really enjoy listening to you guys.
All right, thanks, sir.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so when it comes to embezzlement and all that stuff, that's fiscal policy.
Yeah, it seems to be a whole different class. People seem to be very concerned about that one.
Yeah, you move into a different area there. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I think the type of issues that you raised are things. I thought that they admitted to those and said that, you know, I have done things in my past, but I have learned by my mistakes and I'll carry forward is actually a character building thing. I don't want somebody who's going to necessarily be so perfect that he's going to look down at anybody else for any type of small mistake they make. I think that it builds character to admit your defeats, recognize what they were, and to never do it again and move forward. That makes a strong person.
I'm with you, Noah. I agree with that. I think that there is something to public disclosure and honesty, and I think it is a character builder. And in a way, it's almost an example, I think, because we're all flawed. And if we can be honest about our flaws, that goes a step closer to getting my vote, personally.
You know, I would agree on the sense that admitting that you had struggles is a lot more alluring than admitting that you've never had any at all. One of the parts of that inconvenient truth that I found to be very, very alluring was the part where they discussed, where Al Gore discussed having lost the presidency and about what a terrible blow that was, and also the accident with his son.
Well, one of the things that I have to draw the line on is there has to be some common sense to this whole thing. I mean, if there are some infractions that they can be excused, but I wouldn't necessarily put a child molester in charge of a daycare.
No, that's not what we're talking about. I mean, obviously way out of bounds. Yeah.
No, I totally agree. Well, I'm just trying to say that there has to be some slight standard to this. I personally feel that an embezzler or somebody who is corrupt and taking bribes should never be in office again.
All right. Appreciate it, Noah. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. If a candidate has trouble in their past, such as a messy divorce, such as drug use, could you still vote for them even if they admitted to this? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And how about, as Todd says, embezzlement?
Where's the line? It's a tough one. Where do you draw the line between what's acceptable and not?
Yeah. How do you draw the line, and what do you make the determination?
There are those who dream of becoming a star.
It was magical. It was energetic.
While others... are just dreaming. Tonight on NBC, Simon Cowell presents America's Got Talent, the wildest talent search you've ever seen.
Go, Granny! It's super fake!
They come from all over for a 1 in a million chance of $1 million. America's Got Talent, hosted by Regis Philbin. Tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from 4 crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Don't let your car worry you. Get your car to a Brakes Plus Car Care Center today. Hit a curb? Have new tires? Let Brakes Plus perform an all-wheel alignment for only $38 to $48. They do brakes, plus a whole lot more. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
Between 104th and 84th Avenue and again south of here between 6th Avenue and Evans. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds you that during her lifetime, one out of every 7 women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapaho Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. Making a difference for breast cancer awareness.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where you'll find thoughtful home designs from the low 200s to the mid 500s. For more details, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And welcome me back to town.
All right, little Graham Parsons.
Come out on your porch or step into your parlor.
Celebration in the control room.
This great stuff.
It is great.
The truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels.
Hey!
And a good saloon in every single town.
Now, this makes me want to drive to Vegas.
Makes me want to drive anywhere. All right, 303-713-7600, Jay and Todd here, High Today 80, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Could you vote for a guy who, or a woman who had a checkered past, a messy divorce perhaps, perhaps they admitted to drug use in their past, and you know what? Gary Hart. How about Gary Hart and Donna Rice? And Gary Hart had to drop out of the presidential race because of Donna Rice.
For having an affair.
For having an affair. And today, would we demand the same thing of Gary Hart? Would we tell him that he would have to drop out?
Yeah, my, how times have changed.
I love him.
He was great. He would have been great.
He would have been a great president.
Yeah.
But he had to get out because of Donna Rice.
Yeah, he had an affair and a story. But now it's a little different.
Well, is it? I don't know. That's what we're asking people. So, you know, would Gary Hart have to drop out today? Would he have to quit?
I don't think he would. I think he'd be just fine.
Didn't Roy Romer have an affair on his wife, too? I can't remember. That was like 6 or 7 years ago.
It seems like 70% of them have had some problem.
Well, I don't know.
At least 70%.
All right, let's go to Elaine in Aurora who's been hanging on. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know. You know, something that doesn't affect the public. I mean, embezzlement and fraud would affect the public. But person's marriage or if they smoked marijuana doesn't affect the public. And we can get carried away with this by saying, you know, in the third grade I stole a candy bar, and in fifth grade I cheated my math test, and that kind of thing. But the main reason I called is I'm a big advocate of privacy, and I don't think those things are my business, unless the candidate is speaking about the character of others. And then I want to know everything they've ever done. For example, a lot of the people who were condemning Bill Clinton, when you looked into their past, which Larry Flint did, they were doing equally, if not worse.
Well, Henry Hyde had an affair during his marriage.
And if they do that, then I want to know everything they've ever done.
So it's the hypocrisy that bothers you.
Exactly, exactly. A lot of those things otherwise are not my business. Someone's marriage is not my business. Someone's drug use, unless it's active while they're running for office, is not my business. You know, it's something that affects the public. If they stole money or something, that's a different issue.
Unless the issue is about character, and more elections are about character.
Well, I don't think that
instead
if you
of
smoked
issues.
Marijuana when you were in college, I really don't think that affects your character. I mean, you know, if you were actively currently shooting up heroin or something, that would be a different thing.
No, but you just said if one opponent attacks another's character, then you want to know everything about their
Absolutely,
character.
Absolutely, because it's the hypocrisy. I want them to be shown for what they are.
Because the GOP does that. The GOP
exactly.
runs character assassination elections, and the Democrats try to run on issues.
Exactly. But the thing is, I do think it's reflective of a character if you have a big rock or stone in your eye and you're casting aspersions at others. I think then that is a huge character issue. I think that's a very significant part of governance, too, because if that's the kind of person you are, that's a very important thing for people to know, I think.
Well, don't disagree with you there. It seems like our friends on the other side of the aisle tend to maybe disregard their own biblical account, as you said.
Exactly. You know, we do.
What is it? How's it go? Let he who is without sin among you cast the first stone.
Exactly.
Is that
right,
what it goes?
Right.
Exactly. And I think that is very important for the public to know about.
All right, Elaine. Thank you. Great
thank
call.
You.
Let's go to Brad in Fort Collins. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
hey,
Brad.
Hey, I kind of agree with the last caller. You know, if they're doing drugs or having an affair in their past, that's doing harm to themselves and not to society. And I really have problems with people doing harm to society and getting away with it. And, you know, I just kind of agree with all of what you guys have said.
All right. So, but if it's something like something that went on during a divorce or... And, you know, in your ex alleges in the divorce papers that you were smoking dope, so you come forward and say, yeah, okay, so I smoked marijuana. You could vote for that candidate. You would forgive him.
Yeah, totally, because to be honest, you know, I've puffed plenty of buds in my day, and I've driven drunk a few times, you know.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they were definitely stupid days, you know, younger in my youth, but, you know, no excuse there. But, you know, I grew out of it, and... Everybody makes mistakes. We're all human beings. But I do have a problem with your Ken Lays. You know, Ken Lay were to turn around and go, you know, run for president. I would have a serious problem with that.
Yeah.
Because we're talking, like, moral issues there of, you know, it's one thing to put toxins in your body or to have a bad divorce or bad marriage. You know, that's one thing. Everybody goes through that. But to purposely... You know, to be evil and to ruin people's lives, that I have a serious problem with. And kind of, you know, example, Bush, he did, you know, coke and got in trouble for drinking and driving. You know, I can forgive him for that. But it's his really shady, you know, screwing people over behind the closed doors that I really have a problem with. And but, hey, do you guys mind if I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Have you heard of anything? I've been hearing kind of little bits and pieces about the NAFTA superhighway running Canada.
Yeah, somebody brought it up yesterday when I was sitting in for Ed Schultz, and it's out there on the Internet if you go Google it.
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe in the next couple of weeks or something you could touch on that immigration and that highway thing.
Yeah, all right, we'll see if we can get somebody on to talk about it.
Hey, great. Now, Big Heads, I love your music.
Glad about that, my friend. Thank you very much.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All right, Brad, take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, well.
See, Americans have a pretty clear moral sense, I think.
Yeah, you know, if we could just quit getting the GOP to engaging in character attacks and start getting them to run on issues, then, you know, then we wouldn't have to go through all of this.
We'd have a lot more productive debate, that's for sure.
Yeah, because they want to run on character issues. That's what they want to run on, because they know they can't win on the regular issues. If you go look at the polls, it shows what most Americans feel about things. It shows that, you know, that most Americans are not on their side, contrary to what people want to believe, that this is a conservative country. And so the fact is that they run these things about character instead of going after the issues. And the Democrats debate on the issues, and it's like getting into a boxing match where, you know, one opponent pulls a knife.
We all lose when that happens.
Yep, I agree. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Alexander Colburn and the weird connection between George W. Bush and Karl Rove, and then Open Phones with Jay and Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A wild scene this morning at a federal detention center in Florida's capital. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando.
Two dead, including a federal agent after the prison shootout with a prison guard about to be arrested in Tallahassee. This is the FBI's John Gigante.
Early this morning, special agents from the Department of Justice, Office of the Inspector General, and the FBI began the process of executing arrest warrants for several correctional officers.
The dead include a federal agent and reportedly the shooter who was trying to escape arrest in a corruption case. The prison now on lockdown. It's said to be secure. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
A noisy reception for the president. Demonstrators on the streets of Vienna, where President Bush met with leaders of the European Union to discuss an array of topics. One of them concerns over the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
I also shared with them my deep desire to end this program, but also I assured them that we will not going to let people out on the street that will do you harm.
Also on the agenda, nuclear tensions with Iran.
We'll come to the table to negotiate so long as the Iranians verifiably and any enrichment activities.
Iran says it will formally respond to incentives offered by the U.S. and the EU by mid-August. Uncle Sam is stepping in to help veterans who had their personal information stolen last month. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein. Howard, what's the government going to do?
The federal government is going to offer free credit monitoring, Nick, to all 17 million potential victims of that break-in last month, which resulted in the loss of their personal data held by a government analyst on computer. computer disks. If you're one of those people, you'll be getting a letter in the mail from the government with full details. The government is said to be still figuring out, though, how to pay for all this. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
The official report is due today, and it will blame Iraqi forces for killing two U.S. soldiers in 2004. Investigators say U.S.-trained Iraqi civil defense officers shot Specialist Patrick McCaffrey and First Lieutenant Andre Tyson while on patrol. Nadia McCaffrey says she wants answers in the death of her son.
I want to face this general, and I have a lot of questions for him.
In Baghdad, one of the attorneys defending Saddam Hussein has been killed. CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan is in the capital.
We're told that the lawyer was abducted from his house. His body was later found in the street in Sadr City, apparently riddled with bullets. There are some reports that indicated that he had been driven through the streets of Sadr City in the back of a pickup truck, with the people claiming that this was, in fact, one of Saddam Hussein's lawyers, and then dumped his body in the street for everybody to see.
The European Union and industries that use animal testing have hammered out a new plan to phase out the practice. The proposal establishes also standards for labels that read not tested on animals. And checking Wall Street right now, pretty good day. The Dow up 77, the NASDAQ 22. This is CBS News.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical,
will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Networks, spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Networks firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Networks customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Ken Salazar making his voice heard in Washington today on the dangers associated with Colorado's wildfires and also the potential for severe problems fighting those fires this summer.
The drought conditions through about 70% of the state make it just a very, very difficult circumstance. I think it is going to be as difficult, if not more, than 2002.
Salazar says it will take a great organized effort by Governor Owens and everyone who has concern about these fires to keep this state from becoming another Katrina. Less than a year after arriving in Colorado from Iraq, Fort Carson's 2nd Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division, has gotten the word that they will return to the war later this year. The 3,700 soldiers of the 2nd Brigade have been notified their unit is set in the next rotation of replacement units into Iraq, probably in November. The Iraq deployment will be the second for the 2nd Brigade, which saw 68 of its soldiers killed and more than 400 wounded in its first tour of duty from August of 05 to last July. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We still have a couple of major tie-ups in this morning's drive. First, taking a look at the highways, we've got a stalled semi-truck southbound 25 right after Spear, blocking up that right-hand lane with jamming back to Park Avenue. And we also have heavy traffic left over across eastbound C-470 between Lucent and Broadway. And those southbound lanes of I-225 are also jamming heading into the DTC between Yosemite and I-25 itself. Now, along our side streets, we do have two major crashes. One at Santa Fe just after Union, four cars tied up here. And along eastbound Colfax just before Downing, we do have a two-car accident in the intersection right in this area, so you will find jamming here as well. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month, Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Devilish status is ludicrous. It's part of the whole left demonization. I went on from that into a general attack on the whole so-called blogosphere, which I really think of as the blathosphere.
So you don't really don't like the blogosphere. You don't like their obsession with Karl Rove and with Dick Cheney.
Well, I don't like the blogosphere, period. I think mostly it's a substitute for thinking. I mean, I did it. Some of the audience who don't get the nation, they can find my reflections on our Counterpunch site for Monday. These sites, they go on and on. Basically, these bloggers, they read a copy of the New York Times, or they listen to your broadcast, or they do something, and then they rush off to their laptops, and they knock out 400 words, and up it goes. And it's hot air. It's just zeppelins of hot air drifting around. And it's when you follow these, which you must do, because you keep your finger on the pulse, no doubt.
Yeah.
And you get these sort of mass waves of hysteria. The worst of it all is the whole 9/11 insanity, you know, which clogs up everybody's computers.
Oh, you know what? I agree with this 100%. The whole are you talking about the whole 9/11 conspiracy theory?
What a mountain of horse manure.
I agree.
Absolutely madness. Here are these people sitting here solemnly saying that George Bush, I mean, I believe George Bush is capable of running America into the ground and getting us involved in a terrible war and the rest of it. I do not believe he sat there and issued the orders for the planes to attack the World Trade Towers. I just don't. I don't think you do either.
No, I don't. I detest it. I think that it's people who believe that stuff are wearing tinfoil hats.
Well, they got tinfoil instead of brains. And then you get, I mean, it really goes back to the Kennedy assassination, I think. When people, if you completely cease to believe in forensic evidence, if you think that everything is fake, then you'll believe absolutely any nonsense. Like, for example, we'll just stay with 9/11, one more thing. They always say there was a hole in the wall of the Pentagon, and a hole means a missile and doesn't mean a plane. All it means is there was smoke. By the way, you'll get thousands of abusive messages for even allowing this kind of horrible talk on your show. The smoke made it look as though it was a hole. If you get a photograph of that, of the hole in the side of the Pentagon without the smoke, and there are a few, it's the outline of a plane.
Why don't you write a whole book on this subject?
I'm not insane. Why are you urging me to this course of madness? What kind of a man are you, for God's sake?
Because this is the best I've... You know what? Forget the thing about Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. Let's just concentrate on this. I've never heard anybody be... You're my hero, man. What can I tell you?
Well, just send large sums of money. That's all it takes.
You know? I mean, it is. All of this is total madness. So the obsession with Rove and the obsession with Cheney is total madness. But you know what? I'm obsessed with Rove. I'm obsessed with what an evil, no good person he is.
Well, he's not that evil. It's easy. He's a guy from Texas who had kind of a rough background, and then he comes along and anybody confronted with the Democrats in today's situation who just manages to win look like a genius. The Democrats are so ludicrous in their performance. I mean, here you have John Kerry. John Kerry, who's hopped back and forward over the fence so many times on the issue of the war that he's like a blur. You can't tell which way he's headed. Now, the headline in the New York Times this morning is that the Democrats are mad at John Kerry because he wants a definite withdrawal date from Iraq.
Right, right, right.
Now, recall that when Jack Mather, who is my hero, by the way, a four-square guy, last October, gets up on his hind legs and says, we've got to get out of there, it's a complete disaster, and we're making it worse. He has total credibility. He's what the Democrats have always dreamed of, a guy who wants to cut and run, but he's got so many medals on his chest, you have to shield your eyes, because he's a Marine. He's a drill instructor. He's got absolute maximum cred with the military crowd, and he says, let's get out of it. What do the Democrats do? Led by John Kerry, last October, they said, we don't like John Mather. We have nothing to do with him. Jack Mather, I mean.
Right.
Now, here we are, 9 months later, Kerry puts his finger in the wind and thinks, well, people, 60-70% of the American people think the war's a bust. And he says, well, now we want a definite date. The Democrats, who can't make up their mind about anything, ever, say, you know, well, now we don't really like the sound of that. Now, in that situation, Rove looks like a genius. Only because the Democrats make him that way. What's Rove ever done apart from gradually drag Bush down? He advises them every time he issues a piece of advice to George Bush, it's a catastrophe. Like, the anti-war movement last year was on its knees. What does Rove do? He says, do not meet with Cindy Sheehan. Do not meet with this woman.
Right, right.
What happens? Cindy Sheehan becomes a national heroine right away. If George Bush had spent 10 minutes with her, not even speaking, just looking her in the eyes and saying, you know, winking or something, it would have been okay. He would have met her. That would have been the end of Cindy Sheehan. Another masterstroke by the magician Karl Rove.
Do you think that this is Rove, or do you think that this is Bush? I mean, do you think Bush is a very smart guy?
No, I don't think he's a smart guy. How could you possibly think he's a smart guy? I think Laura Bush is a smart woman. I like Laura Bush. I always have. But except the baffling moment, why did she marry the guy back when he was a nothing in Houston? But that's another story. But no, I think Bush is, he's not very smart. I mean, no one has ever said Bush is a smart guy.
No, so in other words, these moves are not moves that he thinks of. They're moves that Karl Rove thinks of.
Yeah, but what are the moves? That's the question.
Well,
what are the moves?
Most of them have turned out to be dead wrong.
Dead wrong. If you were on an expedition, a camping expedition with Karl Rove, and he said, I believe the mountain's over there, if you were a sensible person, you'd head in the opposite direction. You really would. But I can see what you really got excited. Let's go back to 9/11. I think it's become a substitute for political discussion. The left, there isn't really a left, but these blogosphere people floating about have nothing much to think about, nothing much to talk about. And so you go back and you say that whole thing in America is one huge plot.
Right, right.
One huge plot. And at the center of the plot is nameless evil in the form of these two relative nitwits, Bush and Cheney. And then you say, well, how do we go with this plot? They did 9/11, which is racist because it's basically saying Arabs can't get in a plane and fly it into the World Trade Towers without the direction of El Supremo, George Bush, or if you prefer, Karl Rove. But why can't these Arabs just, you know, give them credit? They got in the plane and they flew it into the World Trade Towers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been able to understand that. What about all these, you know, scientists that they claim that they cough up like this scientist
no,
in
Utah?
No,
whenever you see the words, the scientist, there's another one. You see it says, there has never been in the history of physics a building that collapses at all four points at the same time.
Right.
Well, there's never been a building of that height ever built so rapidly and so badly as the World Trade Center. You know, why not go with something that every American can understand, a building contractor who's skimping on his materials? We all know that, right?
Right.
You know, not enough rebar in the building. Down goes the building. Not enough steel because the guy was selling it all off to the mob in New Jersey. Every American can understand that, imbibed it with his mother's milk. Why can't we go with the simple fact that the World Trade Centers were really badly built buildings by people skimping on their contracts, by a nitwit Japanese architect who wants to build a modernist building. Up there is the world, everybody says the Empire State Building was beautifully built, which it was. A plane flies into it, doesn't fall down. Why? Because it's got a concrete core. Here's this jerry-built sort of sandcastle, so to speak, down at the bottom end of the island, and they fly a plane to it and it falls down. In a normal society, you'd get the building contractors, the builders, the architect, you put them on trial. I think the Japanese architect died, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe he died.
Yeah, so just as well. And why not go that way? No, you have to invent some insane plot where people have crept into the building when, we don't know, placed explosives, what, on every floor? Hello, who's that man over there? Oh, he's carrying explosives in. He said, you know, what's that in his pocket? Oh, it's a letter from George Bush telling him to do it. Absolutely mad. And then they say the building number 7. Now, why would the evil plotters led by George Bush and Vice President Cheney want to do in building number 7? They never explain this.
No, they never do. They just question about why it happened.
Yeah, and they always say scientists. Well, what scientists?
Some guy in the... I always get some guy in Utah pointed out to me.
They have to... they're out in places like Utah with nothing else to think about. You know, you're sitting there in the middle of Utah looking at a bunch of Mormons. What do? You think... You've got to think about something. And so they write these books. And then it's always like the juxtaposition of seemingly supernatural coincidence. And if you analyze it, it's nothing. Then what are the other things they say? Oh, yes, the U.S. planes. How come the U.S. Air Force didn't get their planes up in 5 minutes? I mean, get a life. Here you are, your commander so-and-so on your base up in Massachusetts, and the phone comes through saying, scramble your men, go and shoot down 3 American passenger airliners. You say, well, I don't know about that. Hold on, let me check. Don't you? You're
a
human being?
Of course. No, I brought this up to a caller. I said, you'd question that if somebody called you on the phone and said, go shoot down a passenger liner and kill X amount of people that are on there. I mean, I would ask for a sanity hearing on the guy.
Yeah, you'd say, hold on, could you double check that? I mean, supposing the plotters had been telling him to do that, and it was a real passenger plane with ordinary people on it. And then anybody who knows anything about the armed services, something unusual comes down the pike, the guy, he's going to get done for doing something stupid. He questions, he counter-questions, he sends a memo, he waits for an advisory, and so on. So these plotters, they always believe that everything in America must run with perfection. Have they ever got on Amtrak? I mean, this is madness.
It is madness. You know what? And you're one of the few guests I've had on that has been totally outspoken about this. And
well, you know why? Because I live in the woods in Northern California at the moment, and I am beyond, I think, the long reach of the 9/11 nuts. They'd have to get in a car, drive up 101, pass through, you know, the largest plantations of marijuana on the planet, and to finally penetrate the fortress of El Coburn.
There you go. You know what? You're just a joy to have on, and I urge everybody to read Counterpunch, because to me, it's one of the best publications out there. I love it and look forward to it. I get both the email and the print version and just can't wait to crack it open. And you're a joy to have on, and I hope we can have you on again soon.
Anytime.
You know what? You know what else, too, man? I want to get your email.
Alexander Coburn.
Yeah?
And, you know, C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, you know that bit, at asis, A-S-I-S dot com.
Now, you know, because you gave it out on the air, you're going to get thousands of 9/11 conspirators who are going to come after you.
I'm ready for them. I can take it.
But you know what, though? I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give it to my producer, because I want to send you a little email. So hang on here a second, Alexander, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. And take care of Alexander and get his email and his contact information. Was that like... That's like the best interview I've ever done.
The conspiracy thing gets your goat, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I totally misread from the piece of paper here what the interview was supposed to be about. I thought it was Bush's obsession with Karl Rove, and it turned out to be the left's obsession with Karl Rove. But then he went off on the 9/11 thing, which to me was even better.
Yeah, that's a killer dialogue there. I'm glad that happened.
Now, let me say this. Do not call me about 9/11. I will take no calls about the 9/11 conspiracy. Don't ring the phone now and think you're going to slide one by Jay, because Todd's here and Jay's going to be nice. It's not going to happen. We are not going to talk about tinfoil crap. So do not call me about 9/11. And are you hearing me in there, John Turk? Are you hearing what I'm saying? No calls about 9/11. It's open phones without, with the exception of 9/11. We will not talk about 9/11. You don't believe 9/11 was a conspiracy, do you?
Of course not. Not only that, but it's so counterproductive to have that sort of debate.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with solutions or getting us to a better place as a nation.
Right. You and I once again are on the same page.
Yeah.
You and I are on the same page.
We're breathing the same air, that's why.
That's right.
Clear air of AM 760.
That's right. We're simpatico. All right. It's 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. J. Marvin, Big Head Todd.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Red Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Rice. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live concert series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
At Thunder Mountain, join us at our weekly bike nights this Thursday, where your first beer is on us. And we'll be serving free food
while supplies last.
Enjoy a cold beer
and live music
in the brand new Thunder Park Amphitheater.
But this Thursday, be a part of the first ever Miss Thunder in the Rockies.
First place winner gets a trip for two to Las Vegas,
$150 cash,
and a feature in Quick Throttle Magazine.
The top two contestants advance to the finals,
where the grand prize winner takes home $1,000
and gets a feature in Playboy Magazine.
Register at thunderintherockies.com.
I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard, next to Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Frick, you know what? You get those credit card offers through the mail. They offer you that low teaser 6-month rate. I got one the other day. It says 0% on it, right? But then what they do is they turn around and they jack it up. They go up to 14% to 22%, and you can't pay it off. Well, the mortgage store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high interest rate credit cards and auto loans and combine them into one low monthly payment. So call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store knows their competition. They know who their competition is, and they'll beat them on the rates and the pricing every day, every time, every second. All you got to do is call them at 303-713-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. And let me tell you something else about the mortgage store. You can get instant approval today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but you can get it today simply by calling 303-423-7171, because the mortgage store is a banker, not just a broker, and they underwrite and approve their own loans in-house right here in Colorado. So give them a call, 303-423-7171.
Clinical research of an investigational medical device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease is underway in the Denver area. Men and women aged 18 to 75 who have been diagnosed with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
was this, Primus?
Yes, it's probably Primus. Do you like Primus, Todd?
You know, I do. I have the Brown album. I have a couple other records. You know, they do the South Park thing.
Right. I like Primus.
I do, too. I'm surprised you like Primus, though, being the country guy you are.
Yeah, I do. I like them. I like them. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9, Jay and Todd.
Open lines.
Open lines. Anything will do. We got one line open at 303-713-7600.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about 9/11 and the conspiracy. 9/11. You know my email is going to be like really loaded with all kinds.
Are there a lot of people out there?
Oh yeah, man, they get really tense.
Yeah,
they get really tense. All right, let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
hi Dave.
With all this talk about the Republicans passing their no teeth substance resolutions in Washington, I think I have a way that the Democrats could out symbolize them and turn it into substance.
All right, tell us how.
Well, the Republicans are talking about how they stand with the troops, right? Meanwhile, like Murtha said, they got their fat posteriors in air-conditioned offices. Well, say if you really stand with them, go live in a tent, eat MREs, get up, and do calisthenics, and donate that money that you would have spent on your house and on your expense budget to a family whose soldier is in Iraq. And I doubt that's going to happen, but if you had Democratic congressmen who did that, had their own little tent deal and say, you know, we're doing this because we can't have oversight. The Congress won't let us have oversight of all these billions of dollars that are being wasted over there. So we'll fold our tents when you have a hearing about all the money that's being wasted. And at the same time, they can say, hey, we really are supporting the troops. They won't let us free up any money for them. But we can donate our housing budget or, you know, we can donate our time and our, that would be in money to these people who are really sacrificing. You know, the president, I mean, he's taken more vacation time than FDR did in 5 years than FDR did in 11, and yeah. FDR was a cripple.
Yeah, he does take a lot of time off. There's no kidding about that. He does a lot of traveling, too.
Well, he's our pedal-pushing president, and, you know, he's on vacation while these boys are and women are sitting in horrible heat in Iraq. Now, I don't think any of those people should have any vacation time till our boys come home. They shouldn't have any time off.
No,
they should be putting in 14-hour days like some soldiers over there. That is a sacrifice. So hold them to it. I think the Dems could out-symbolize and then force the GOP into substance. And it wouldn't take a lot. I mean, normal people could do the same thing. I mean, I go on vacation. I don't have to take 2 weeks vacation. I could take 13 days, and one of the days I spend, the money I would have spent on vacation and stuff like that, I could donate it to some kind of fund that would help families here who are really sacrificing. That'd be a small sacrifice on my part. You know, and I think if you ran with this kind of idea, Jay, you can make it a nationwide thing. You can make it a big deal. It's like, okay, we are going to sacrifice for the troops. We're going to vote up some of our free time, some of our summertime. We don't have to do a lot, just a little bit. And it will go a long way. And you know what? I bet men and women in uniform and their families would really appreciate the extra help because they're not getting it from Washington. They're getting a lot of platitudes.
I think it's a great idea.
You know, I think you could run with it. I think the congressional leadership could run with it. They could do a little grass movement all over. They're going to say, hey, the Republicans just want to go up and say pretty words and do stuff. Here's something that we can actually do that we have control over. Americans can do that too. I got one more idea for you, and then I'll hang up. I won't bother you anymore.
Quickly, because we're running out of time here.
I'm a truck driver. I go all over America. These guys don't need a big expense budget. I got a seat here. Am I right? If they want to go, I go to D.C. all the time. If they want to ride someplace, just give me $15 for the insurance waiver, and I'll travel. That'll decrease the travel budget, too.
So, man, I'd like to give you $15 for the waiver and trailer truck across the country myself.
Well, I was going to put the seat up on eBay and auction it off to some foreign tourist who wants to see America, because I go through some beautiful country.
Boy, I bet you do, man. And you know what? You guys, you truck drivers, move everything we use.
Well, yeah.
So, you know what? You're good folks. Dave, thank you, man. Be safe out there, will you, please?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later.
It's too bad we got to talk about having the Democrats live in tents in order to get the debate to go to a constructive plateau.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing about national health care, national health insurance, universal health care. We can't have it, we can't have it, we can't have it, they keep saying. Okay, fine, then the senators and congressmen who have their universal health care provided by us taxpayers, they can give theirs up, and they can get into private insurance pools like we're in and struggle with the cost just like we do.
Maybe things would happen a little quicker if they did it.
Why not?
I agree. It's not a bad idea.
Okay, it's 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Amelia?
Hold a man.
What was that?
I have no idea. Let's blame it on Turk.
So, Amelia, do you believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy?
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about this.
Well, I just thought I'd ask you. Do you believe?
No, it absolutely was not a conspiracy, because if you focus on that kind of thinking, it's not solution-minded at all. You're searching for something that you're never going to find.
Well said, Amelia.
I mean, there's even if you do find that conspiracy, there's a conspiracy above that. You know, it's that kind of thinking just frustrates me to no end. That's right. I'm starting to like that song.
Sitting on a park bench.
Something about that guitar riff just makes me feel powerful.
It's very trafficky. I like the sound of it. It sounds like a traffic debacle.
That's right.
It does.
That you're going to sort out.
But the lyrics are great, though. Don't you like the lyrics in the song?
No, I don't.
Oh, let's hear a little bit of the lyrics.
All right. You know, if my father is listening right now, he's probably regretting the day that he introduced me to Jethro Tull.
Snot running down his nose. There's greasy fingers, shabby clothes. Eggblung. Come on, you dig it, don't you, Amelia?
I do like the instrumental part of the song. It's pretty amazing. Don't even ask, Jay.
I wasn't asking anything.
I know what you were thinking.
No, you don't. What are you talking about? You know what I was thinking.
The big conspiracy. How about that?
Yeah, right. You know, Amelia, clean your act up, for God's sakes. All right. What's going on with the traffic?
All right,
Amy?
I'm going to demand that we turn this song off because they haven't given you guys a good traffic report in a while. That's it? No arguing?
I don't hear it anymore.
It's gone.
All right, well, let's go. All right, thanks, guys. We do have a full closure of... All right, we have a full closure of Broadway now between Iowa and Colorado Boulevard due to a gas leak this morning. It looks like that's going to be shut down for quite some time as investigation continues in the area. But outside of that, we're off to a good start to the midday drive. We do have a stalled semi-truck in the right-hand lane of southbound 25 right at Spear with backups to Park Avenue. And outside of that, southbound I-25 is looking great into the Tech Center. Northbounders are looking at just a bit of slowing between 225 and Hampton. And southbound 225 is also jamming between Yosemite and the 25 interchange. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s, right around 86 degrees for a high, and a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 68 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Design's summer clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on select furniture for your home.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Because of the sales event. Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Time.
Black hole paradise found out of some so dark and some so bright. Blue sky over our heads. Why the hell is everything turning out gray now? All things are not what they seem. The man behind the curtain, he probably
I asked Todd if he likes this or Grant Parsons
population
better.
Down. Broken, soaking, wet, lost, and floating better. Around.
This is widespread panic, I think.
Yeah, it is widespread panic.
Yeah, this sucks. Yes, pick it off.
Man. It doesn't suck. This does not suck.
It sucks.
No,
it sucks.
Widespread's a really great rock and roll band. They're a great American rock band.
Graham's better.
Do not suck. Well, Graham might be more important to the big picture, maybe, and maybe to your generation. But widespread's probably going to be pretty important to future generations.
That's right. Turk's only a little twerp. I forgot about that.
Oh, now it's come to personal attacks.
because he's been doing it to me all week off the air. He's been doing it to me all week off the air. We had to spend the whole day here yesterday, and he locked me in his van and forced me to listen to Widespread Panic on the way to lunch and on the way home. And he turns it way up and goes, "Isn't this great?" And he turns it all the way up. I don't have the heart to tell him, like, man, you know.
So now I'm stuck in the middle of this. I got to choose between Graham Parsons or Widespread. That's like choosing between your mom or your dad.
No, the winner is Big Head Todd.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's the winner. How come we don't have any Big Head Todd bumper music?
I tortured you now in my car. I locked you in my car yesterday.
Locked you in your car yesterday
and made you listen
that
to
stuff.
It.
Here, there's a new CD. Listen. Jams it way up. I'm going like, yeah, okay, it's all right, but God almighty,
remember when you took me for a ride in your new car?
My left lobe is starting to hurt.
And I had to listen to, like, Waylon Jennings loud.
I turned it down.
That was torture.
You didn't say anything at the time.
I was being nice, and now obviously you were being nice at the time, and now you're kind of being mean.
No, I was pounding on the windows screaming. I wanted out. I couldn't wait to get to the restaurant.
I don't know how to bridge this gap.
Good God. Silence. All right. Let's move on. It's open phones. And we go to where you want to go. Let's go to Richard in Bellevue, who's been hanging on. Richard, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Richard.
Hi. I just want to congratulate you guys on a great show today.
Thanks.
Really enjoy having Todd on there. The repartee between you guys is lots of fun to listen to.
That is good.
And, you know, with your main topic today, you know, where you got to draw the line is the hypocrisy with people that do personal negative attacks on people when they've got things in their own background.
And
in other words, like the caller was saying before, that if you make a campaign about character, then you're,
then
your character's open, and anything you did is open to be exploited.
And the other thing is when politicians do things to hurt the backbone of America, which is the hard-working middle-class people in favor of helping out corporate America and the super-rich, you know, those are the things that really, really hurt, that we really need to go after. But the main reason I called is I've been listening to you for a couple of days talking about music, and I know you did that earlier this morning, but I have a couple of suggestions for you.
Right.
You know, you and I are about the same age, Jane. We've listened to a lot of great music over the years, but there are some really good new music out there. And Ben Harper has a brand new double CD out called Both Sides of the Gun, with a couple of really good political songs on it. And he sings about a certain politician who's a one-dimensional man living in a three-dimensional world.
I'll have to check that out.
It's really good. And he also sings about politicians who sell us false hope like some new dope we're all addicted to.
Definitely have to check that out.
You know,
Ben Harper.
Check that out, man. It is really good. There's also a song in there about New Orleans. But the hottest single best song of the last year is by a really great new young artist called Mark Broussard. And if you can have Turk get that down for him, listen to it. Listen to his song, Home, by Mark Broussard. He's from New Orleans area. He's done a lot to raise money for people down there.
We'll definitely check that out.
But I saw him in Denver last year, and I've been listening to him for a couple of years. He's real young, and he does blues and stuff, and he is real hot.
Sweet. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, check him out. You'll love that song if you hear it.
All right, Richard, you got it.
All right, thanks a lot. And,
thanks, Richard.
Keep it going.
See you later.
All right.
Let's go to John in Fort Collins. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I like listening to your show. They mentioned in the conversation earlier that health care had come up. And I have a couple of questions for you on two different topics. And the first one is about the healthcare system, and it's something I find is kind of bizarre. Is I'm listening all this time. I've been waiting for 20 minutes to get on the air and listening to the radio station over the phone as I'm listening to it live on the radio, and it seems like you have about a 5 or 10 second delay.
That's because we're sending out a secret code that only the engineering department knows about.
Oh, I just thought that's so you can cut off people that you don't want to, you know, maybe wackos or people that.
That's that's also true.
Just cut people off that you don't want to discuss something.
No, who violate the
FCC.
The FCC lines of indecency.
Oh, okay.
It is my job, as long as I'm here, to protect the station's license.
Okay.
So that's what that's about. All right, now what about health care?
Well, anyhow, I have two questions. And the first one is about the health care system. From what you're hearing with the illegals coming in and 40, 50 hospitals in California have went under, and it's just there's a big strain on the health care system. Where do you see the health care system going for our future?
Well, where I see it going for our future is I see it going to universal health care coverage, because the average American... The prices are spiraling out of control. Our quality of health care is headed downhill. As a matter of fact, we don't even, if you look at the industrialized nations, we're the only industrialized nation, the only industrialized Western nation that doesn't have universal health care coverage. And I see it being a system kind of like Medicare or a government-run program kind of like that, in which the government can bargain for prescription drugs, and to lower the cost of prescription drugs, and to make sure that everybody has some form of adequate health care. We have 45 million to 48 million Americans now who have no health care whatsoever. So with no health care, their health care is emergency rooms, which overtaxes hospitals. You know, you try to blame it, you know, they talk about illegal immigrants as being part of this problem, but they're only one segment of the part of the problem. The other segment of the part of the problem is the fact that for the working poor and for people who don't have health care, They have to go and get it from the government, your tax dollars. So what it turns out to be is, for big companies that hire people and don't pay health care benefits, you're using your tax dollars to subsidize those companies.
Well, I guess there's a lot of issues about this,
Well, no, you are. I mean, look at Walmart. Walmart doesn't pay enough to cover its workers' health care costs, so they have to go on public assistance in order to meet their health care costs. So what ends up happening is your tax dollars are going to pay for that health care, so what you're doing is you're subsidizing Walmart's business model.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Well, that's not fair, is it?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Corporations are taking advantage of the
taxpayer. Huge. They're taking huge advantage of the taxpayer. Meanwhile, we're all running around screaming about these illegal aliens are going in and they're taxing the hospitals. No, you know what? It's a combination of things that are causing problems. It's not illegal immigrants. And what are you going to do? You're going to turn around and say to illegal immigrants, okay, fine. You know something? You have a catastrophic injury. You've got a terrible problem. You can't have health care. I mean, that's inhumane.
Okay, well, in my second question that I have for you, which is a different change of subject, I've been listening to you all morning, and you've made several comments more than once, and that was about the 9/11 conspiracies. And
no, we're not allowed to talk about that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You can't talk about that.
No, I understand, and apparently you and all your associates there don't want to talk about
it. That's right, you got it. We don't want to talk about it, so why are you talking about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just...
Well, then don't bring it up. Stop talking about it.
No, my point is, apparently you and all your associates don't believe 9/11 was a
conspiracy. There you go. So you're talking about it, and we told you that you're not supposed to talk about it, and now you're talking about it. Why are you violating it when I told you not to talk about it?
Right. You don't want to talk about
it. That's right.
So why
are you talking about it? Because I don't want to talk about it, so why are you talking about it?
Yeah, you don't believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy.
I don't want to talk about it, so why are you talking about it? Why are you bringing it up when I ask you not to bring it up?
Well, that's
because... You know the rules of the game, and you brought it up anyway, didn't you? You had to sneak it in because you just couldn't get away from it, could you? Got your little tinfoil hat on, and you don't know what happened to the airplane, and you don't know what went on, and why the building 7 fell down, and you brought it up, you violated the rules. You violated up, you violated the rules. Shame on you. Bad boy. Bad, 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 bad boy.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Offering a limited time amazing three...
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
You know the drill.
Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, and I have a house full of windows from Regency Bristol Windows. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win your house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Regency Windows.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 80. Currently sunny, thunderstorms. Jay and Todd, and this is our last couple of days together for quite a while because I'm going on vacation starting on Friday. And then what's going to happen is Todd's going on the road. Todd's going on the road in July and won't be back until August. But he'll be calling us from the road. But we'll be separated over that period of time, which may or may not be a good or bad thing. All right, 303-713-7600, open phones underway, except for 9/11 conspiracy stuff. And you know what, also, don't send me any emails about it, because I won't read the emails. I mean, I know some of you out there will try, but, you know, you go ahead, but I'll just click and delete it. I just won't read it. And I can't read or answer all my emails to begin with. I used to do this, but it's become a mental health issue with me, spending an hour to 45 minutes to, you know, longer, sitting there answering everybody's emails. I can't do it all. But if you want to send 9/11 conspiracy emails, you can send them to Todd. What's your website?
It's morephilosophy.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and he's got like a little thing there where you can email him. And he would love to hear from you about 9/11, wouldn't you?
Well,
would you?
It just seems like such a distraction. We have so many more important things to be talking about to get this country in the right direction. And I just...
You just don't want
to. Pains me.
You really don't want to deal with it.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I heard your secret code while you were doing the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time. Anybody who's on phone hold here, we send out a secret code message to them, and only they can get it when they're on hold.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I had a couple comments. One, real quick, how come you guys didn't play Locomotive Breath for Amelia? I thought that was her favorite Jethro Tull song.
Because we've now tagged her with Aqualung.
We've been tormenting her.
We've been tormenting her all morning, Todd and I have.
Okay. My other comment was, I told John Turk about this too, but I didn't tell him how much I want him to see it. That last night's Frontline, it was called The Dark Side. Did either of you guys see that?
I've got a T-boat. I haven't watched it yet, but I've got it.
Oh, Jay, you got to watch that.
I will.
It's the best one I've ever seen. It's like the most comprehensive history of Dick Cheney's involvement in the Iraq War, and
yep.
It's just fascinating. So, any listeners who get a chance to watch it, I encourage. It was like watching. I mean, any righty you'd want to argue with, if you could just get them to sit down and watch that. They'd understand.
And it repeats, by the way, a couple of times, too, over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Well, watch for it. It's called The Dark Side. So, anyway, I highly recommend it. And I'll miss you guys. Jay, you did a great job for Big Ed yesterday.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you did, man. You were killer on Big Ed.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
He is.
Thank you.
So, we'll miss you while you're gone, and Big Ed Todd, we'll look forward to hearing you guys reunite when you come back.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, he won't be back until August. All right, Ron, thanks a bunch, buddy. All right. Yeah, I've got that dark thing to watch. I've got it on TiVo.
You'll have to burn a copy for me. I'll check it
out. Why don't you just come to my house and watch
it? Fair enough.
All right. As long as you bring the food.
Okay. I'll bring the sushi.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, let's go to who are we going to go to? Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Jay, I'm waiting on my royalty check because you've been using my something I said last week on your bumper. So, you know, just mail the check right off to my store, and I'll promise I'll just forward it right to a candidate.
All right. What have we been using?
Oh, it was the day you had crazies calling you, telling you like Ann Coulter.
Oh, that is you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's me. And so I know you're coming up against time, so I just wanted to say to Todd there that, you know, his music doesn't necessarily veer to my direction, but I really, really appreciate how he's represented this state. He's done us proud here in Colorado. We haven't had a whole lot of people break through. I played in local bands during the 80s growing up and obviously never broke through, and he did, and his band is sensational, and I'm really proud of him.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate that.
Oh, you got it. Now, I will say that a better riff and a better intro for Amelia would be Living in the Limelight by Rush, because I'm a huge Rush fan. I'm an old progger. So there are people out here that are liberal that don't listen to crunch rock, crunchy meaning gorilla rock. We like our music a little bit heavier, but we are still pretty far to the left, so we're out here.
So are you saying, very quickly here before we run out of time, are you saying that Todd and I should drop the Aqualung?
You know that you're still kind of in my wheelhouse with Aqualung, but it's not as good a riff.
We'll find a better one.
There's a great lit riff, and that's all I got for you today. This has been one hell of an interesting show and very entertaining today. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dave. Hey, Dave, the check's in the mail. Hope she hung up. Okay, are we out of time? We're out of time. We don't have time to put in another caller? No, we really don't. We don't really have time. Okay, tomorrow, I can't really tell you what we're doing yet because we're putting the show together even as we speak. But hopefully tomorrow we're going to have somebody talk about North Korea. She's a former diplomat. We've had her on this program before. Also, they're going to be debating raising the minimum wage, which hasn't been raised since 1997. They're going to start debating that in the Senate, and we're going to talk about that and a few more other things, right?
Are they going to quote-unquote debate it, or are they really going to debate it?
They're really going to debate it.
Sweet.
And so we're going to talk about how to get mobilized, and you'll be here tomorrow?
We need to get that thing ready.
It's your roof. Talk about the fundamentals. Who would argue that your roof is one of the most important features of your home? My advice, don't talk to anyone about replacing your roof until you talk to the experts at Fowler & Peth first. Learn what tile, what texture, what color, and what contractor is right for your project. See all your roofing and decking options displayed from floor to ceiling at a Fowler & Peth showroom. There are three in the Denver metro area. Go to FowlerPeth.com for the location nearest you. Get the right material and the right contractor at FowlerPeth.com.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available.